Blog Talk Radio.
He says, I've been listening to you boys and girls recite the Pledge of Allegiance all semester, and it seems as though it's becoming monotonous to you. If I may... May I recite it and try to explain to you the meaning of each word? I, me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity, allegiance, my love and my devotion to the flag, our standard, O glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect, because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United, that means that we have all come together. States, individual communities that have united into 48 great states. 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose, all divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose, and that's love for country. And to the Republic, Republic, a state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people, and it's... one nation, meaning so blessed by God, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation, and justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others. For all. For all. Which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance, under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer, and that would be eliminated from schools, too.
All right, all right. How you doing, Daniel? Kathy?
Hey, Don. Hello, Don. He left out under God.
Well, under God. I just threw it in there.
The pledge, he left out under God when he recited it.
Yeah, let me get Cinema in here. Cinnamon, rather.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hey there. Hello.
And Gene.
Hey there.
Hey,
Gene. He said at the end there was the under God was added after he learned that when he was a small boy.
Yeah.
The very end.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, boy. A lot of white people are running to get tans. How about down south? You guys outside getting a tan?
No, it's actually cold. A little chilly outside right now.
Well,
what's the temperature, like 70?
I've got my fireplace on.
What's the temperature outside?
It's probably like 60, 58, 60, something like that.
It's in the 50s. It was like 55 today. Daniel and I went to a funeral today, and it was rainy and cool, like 55 degrees.
Yeah, that's about where we're running.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people are getting to the tanning beds so they can get some of this $450,000.
It's not gonna
happen. But can you believe that's the?
I've not heard that.
You haven't heard this one?
Why would they get $450,000 for getting a tan?
To go across the border and come back and say I'm Jose Senior looking for Jose Junior, or I was in prison. I was in prison, and you took me away from my family, and now give me $450,000.
Do
you have heard that either?
Each. It's not even for family. It's crazy.
What country has that much money? That's ridiculous.
It's for the ones who were separated. The ones who were separated under Trump.
The
family separated under Trump.
Yeah, that's
at the border.
Kind of nutty. Here's a little
bit. Wait a minute.
Go ahead.
Can we go down to Mexico and come across the border and say we were separated under Trump from our family too?
Yeah. It sounds right to me. How about
your advisor to President Trump, Stephen Miller, to help us digest all the spending. You know, it's true. This actually is in this $3.5 trillion, Stephen, and that's why they don't want us to know what's in it.
Well, you hit the nail right on the head. And I'll give some friendly advice to Republicans on Capitol Hill. You can't just keep talking about the price tag. You have to talk about the policy inside of the bill. It's 2,400 pages for a reason. If you just wanted to spend a few trillion dollars, you could do that in 50 pages. This isn't like a stimulus bill where you're plowing money into existing programs. You are fundamentally reordering all of American society. It's just one example. This bill requires healthcare providers to be trained in equity, which is code word for critical race theory. So you're going to go to the hospital with a medical emergency. You're going to need a tracheotomy, and the nurse won't be trained in airway obstructions, but they'll have all the latest knowledge on the books from Uber Mix Kendi. I mean, this is madness. This bill is the most radical piece of legislation in our lifetimes. It's basically the Green New Deal combined with critical race theory, combined with massive amnesty and open borders, combined with the complete destruction of the American economy. There's tax hikes here on American energy. There's tax hikes here on American manufactured goods. There's the death tax in here. There's a tax credit for rich people to give money to their favorite universities, presumably to teach more critical race theory. I could go on.
You're so right. It's not just one thing. It's everything a liberal has ever wanted to do for the last decade, Miller.
Mm-hmm.
You nailed it. We got Green New Deal. We got amnesty. We got bailouts. We got critical race theory. They shoved everything into one pie.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're arguing over a price tag, but we're not talking about the ingredients.
Yes.
And these ingredients are going to make this country sick.
Right.
And it's
it should
time
be
for
like,
people to start talking about what's inside this thing.
Here's the analogy I would give real quick. Imagine you went to a restaurant. They overcharged you massively, but they also poisoned you when you spent a month in the hospital. Then you had to write a Yelp review. Would your whole Yelp review just be, man, that was an expensive meal? Or would you maybe mention, oh, by the way, they poisoned me.
Yeah.
This bill is filled with poison page after page after page. GOP, wake up. Tell people what's in the bill.
Yeah, just tell them the truth. Tell them what's in it so we don't have to pass it before we find out.
Yeah.
Stephen Miller, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming on Waters World.
Yeah, there's a lot of mess in that bill. Lot of bad things, and that's true. They're not telling us what's in it. Let me get Joe on. They're just telling us the final, you know, 3.5, 1.75, whatever the hell it's going to be. And then they say it's absolutely that's a lie, absolute lie. because it just keeps going. But it's going to be about $4 trillion, even at 1.75. So.
You stupid American. I got my $450,000, and you morons can't get anything.
Thank you. Thank you, Jose, from the...
Yes, right.
Hello,
I can pick any country I want. Yesterday, I came from Guatemala. Today, I come from San Salvador.
Whatever gets us the most money.
That's right. And these guys who were talking, the Miller and whoever the other guy was, they're saying, the GOP should wake up. Hey, guys, you should wake up. The GOP is part of the Democratic Party.
Exactly.
Yeah, yes, I'm afraid you're right. They don't. They should tell us what the hell's in these things, but they won't. I mean, each one could pick out one thing to tell us.
Yeah.
And we 50 different sections taken right out of that 2,000, whatever in the hell it is, 400 pages. Just give us the worst part. Just the worst part.
Well, from what I understand, though, the Democrats, they don't want us. They're up in arms over it.
Wow.
Because they have the two bills that have to be passed simultaneously for both of them to work. I'm not exactly sure on how that was all working out. But apparently they were all upset and up in arms and because it ain't going to pass.
Well, the Senate, we have Manchin and Sinema. Those two are standing kind. Well, Manchin said he could maybe go. Well, he'll go 1.5 trillion, but he won't go higher than that. So, and Biden came back at 1.75 trillion. So,
well, I would say nice. They're bargaining over trillions of dollars as though they admit they're doing us a favor. How about not passing a goddamn thing?
Yeah. That's right. And it's coming out the reason that the Pope decided no cameras. You can't, they're not going to televise their meeting. It's because Joe Biden opened his big mouth again. He said he thinks Pope is the only Catholic I haven't had a drink of whiskey with. So the Pope canceled.
Oh, it's better than that. Did you not hear him when he greeted him? He said, in America, you're a great African-American basketball player.
He said what?
In America, you are considered a great African-American, I think it was basketball player. Or African and basketball player or something like that. It's totally off who he is.
Wait a minute. I'm not getting it. The Pope said that to Biden?
No, Biden said that to the Pope.
He said to the Pope, you are a great African-American basketball player.
I think it was basketball player, but it was African-American something.
Holy Jesus, that's that's not just fumbling and mumbling. That guy's got dementia. Get the hook. Get him out. Put him in a hospital.
I heard today that they passed a global tax at the G20.
Yeah, this week's been an interesting week. You can throw a stick, let it land any place, and it's going to be on some kind of law regulation that's going to mess up America royal.
Yeah, it's a 15% global tax on corporations' profits, and it's just the corporations of the G20. They didn't vote on it yet. Everybody voted on it unanimously. So tomorrow it gets signed.
Okay. Who gets to hold on to the cash?
That I couldn't find.
Oh, I couldn't find it either.
He called him a great African baseball player. I sent it to you. I don't know if you got the email or not yet, but
I haven't heard it go off yet. African baseball player. Oh, come on, guys. That's funny.
You got to play it.
I will.
You're
I mean,
the famous African-American baseball player in America.
I got to hear that. I really got to hear that.
Oh, no, it isn't a cartoon. I was thinking it was a cartoon. Hold on, guys. Let me back this up.
You have to turn it off loud, though.
Okay, I got it loud. Let me turn my microphone off.
Thank you for that. You're the first African-American baseball player in America.
They're really showing themselves to do really well. Come on, man.
Hold on. I think everybody's got that kind of confused. I think that's what Biden handed to him. Because he looked at it, said, thank you. Let me look at it again.
Thank you for that. You're the famous African-American baseball player in America.
They're really showing.
Okay.
Yeah, that's got to be something that he's, if you're saying he's handing it to him, he's probably saying it's from Michael Jordan, somebody like that.
No, it could be a picture. I don't know what it is, but it's something. It could be Hank Aaron because he passed away. And I don't know what
honestly,
it is.
A baseball player. It's not Michael
Jordan. Pope looked down at it, put it toward it to his chest and said, thank you. And then Biden said what he said.
So, yeah. Gene, are you all right?
That's why it's not slaughtered all over the news. What's that?
I'm asking Gene if she's all right.
I had to look at it twice. Do you see what I mean, Gene? I could be wrong now. Don't take my word for it. You guys look at it.
That is such a case of dementia for this guy to look at the Pope and say, you are the greatest baseball player, African-American baseball player in America.
Hey, he said, the Pope's the only Catholic I hadn't had some whiskey with.
And that may be true.
It probably is, but you don't say it. And now all of a sudden the Vatican canceled the televised version of their meeting, so.
Well, this guy's a communist.
Afraid of what he might say, too.
Yeah, that's why. That's why they canceled. This guy's a communist. I'm not talking, Biden's a communist, but the Pope, he said, if you don't get the vaccine, you are against God, I think he said last week.
Nah, he might have. I don't know. I know people in Rome are pissed off at Biden. If he ran for Dorchester in Rome, he wouldn't win. He had an 85-car motorcade going through Rome.
Oh, yeah. 85 cars.
85 vehicle motorcade for the climate summit or before the climate summit.
What does he need 85 cars for?
I don't know. Man, that was all over the news last night. 85 cars and people were so pissed off. People were late for work. And you know how slow they go. It's like watching slow-moving train that keeps going across and backing up and going across.
Yeah.
I've been there before. Late for work. Thank you very much.
Oh, man.
Yeah. 85-car motorcade.
Good news this week. The only thing that I think is good news so far that comes to my mind is that Alex Jones had on the show a guy named Dr. Richard Fleming. And Fleming had managed to get a hold of a few of those vials of the vaccine. So he takes some of the vaccine out and puts them in a Petri dish. Then he takes actually had blood cells, blood, in the petri dish first. Then he took some of the vaccine out. Excuse me. Pour some drops onto the blood, and the blood died, turned brown. Oxygen escaped. The surrounding cells of the blood got penetrated, destroyed, collapsed, died within a minute. So I think that's kind of proof that these vaccines are causing blood clots and causing a lot of damage.
And it could be. Definitely could be.
Yeah, that don't sound too good.
No.
I mean, how can you refute it? You got your vaccine, you put it on blood, you take saline, you also took some saline solution, you put it on the blood, no problem. You take bleach. I don't think he did that in the experiment, but I think he was mentioning, you know, you can take bleach, other substances which are supposed to be, harmful to Americans, harmful to humans. Doesn't have the same kind of effect. But this vaccine, within a minute or two, destroys the blood cells, which cause the blood clots that are killing a bunch of people this week.
Well, it makes you wonder why they keep trying to push booster after booster after booster after booster after booster after booster.
Yeah. So, I guess different vaccines will have different...
Aren't we just on the first booster?
No, just the vaccine itself. Yeah, I guess. He didn't describe whether or not it was... what order of booster it was. He just said he got some of the vaccines and probably had somebody steal them from somebody's pharmacy and put it on top of the blood that's in the petri dish. It's there on, I think, bandvideo.com. Band.video, rather, sorry. Band.video.
Yeah, right now for the booster, they're just saying the over 65s that are immune compromised. So, like, my boss went to check for the residents at work, and there's only one resident that can get the booster right now. Because she's taking a medicine that suppresses her immune system. Mm. So all the rest of them can't have it.
How many people have the vaccine, get COVID, get in the hospital and die? A lot.
Don't know.
They've even said that this vaccine, air finger quotes vaccine, does not prevent COVID or prevent you from getting it. And they're trying to say it lessens the symptoms, but there's people that can have the have been fully vaccinated. I mean, look at Colin Powell. Colin Powell, perfect example. Fully vaccinated. Died from complications of COVID.
He was already a sick man to begin with. That's why.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, he was sick. Pianchi, about time.
Man, I've been waiting. A damn war attack. I'm down to my last bullet. I'm glad you opened the door.
Come on in.
Yeah, you sound like you've been outside for a while.
Good gracious.
Oh, man. Have you guys been listening to Professor Greta Thunberg, 18-year-old wizard of the climate?
I haven't. No.
She wants all the banks to stop lending money to all these doomsayers, are these polluters.
Huh.
Well, thank you, Miss 18-year-old Noda.
Is cinnamon a gene by computers?
Cinnamon?
Go to usdebtclock.org.
Oh, Lord. I haven't been to that in a while.
Well, go back there and just look at those numbers.
And do them fast because that key's rolling.
Yeah.
I don't see the
wait a minute
to read.
The thing to look at is the debt per citizen, debt per taxpayer.
Uh-huh.
And people say that this don't affect them. Yeah, all right. Mm-hmm.
Good Lord.
For a long time to come. Generation.
The thing to look at is the national debt and then look at the U.S. federal tax revenue. That's what the federal government tax takes in to pay for everything right now. And just the major thing, including defense, Social Security, and the Medicare and so forth, you're talking about maybe close to, what, about $3 trillion?
Now,
so how in the heck are you going to pay this $28 trillion in counting? And you think that's something, Cinnamon. Go down close to the bottom where it talks about unfunded liabilities on the bottom to the right, second one from the far right. Unfunded liabilities, $159 trillion.
Oh, Lord. Yep.
Whoa. Ouch.
Ain't nobody going to pay that. We're gonna
liability
be having a fit.
Per person is $478,006.
Hey, that's about what you would get if you was illegal.
Yep.
And they snatched your kids from you. Maybe we need to play that role. Joe, I'll be your kid.
I got it already.
And Joe came in as a Mr. Jose.
Right.
Looking for
his son. That's right. I got it already, you stupid Americans. You born in this country.
You don't think that the gate to hell is opening up in every country, South America? They're just flowing now.
Oh, God,
they,
yeah.
They get word of this 450. I think that's why they said it. I think that's why the rumor started, just get more people in here.
Of course.
Because you know you're not going to get no 450,000 people in prison. They've been separated from their family.
They weren't their kids any damn way. But, Gene, you see where it says U.S. imported oil kind of to the center above Social Security on the bottom? That's $225 billion that they imported right now. Now go up here to the far at the top to the right and say debt clock time machine and click the green one. Then at the top of that pops up the year 2025. Click the year 2025, then come back down and look at the U.S. imported oil. It's $862 billion. And at one time, Donnie, we were a oil exporter during Trump.
Yeah, I believe we were.
Yeah, we were.
Just a few short months ago.
In 4 short years from now, we're going to go from $217 billion to $862 billion oil imports. Oil coming into the United States.
Yep. And
the trade deficit with China at that time was going to be $458 billion. Total U.S. trade deficit, meaning that we're buying more stuff than what we're trading with others, is $1.7 trillion.
Most of that is China.
Wow. I was just curious. Our national debt has gone up $20 trillion. In 9 months.
Well, I think
in January of 21, in January of 21, we were at 27,784.
Yeah.
Look at the interest. Look at the interest on the debt, Gene. That's down below U.S. gross domestic. And interest on the debt is right next to defense and war, which is $717 billion. Interest on the debt is $416 billion right now. And they project by 2025, interest on the debt is going to increase to $565.4 billion. That's going to the Federal Reserve. Because the U.S. Treasury could do the same thing that the Federal Reserve is doing.
That's right. Just print money. Right.
Oh, I misspoke. I was looking at the 25. I'm like, how in the heck did we go up $20 trillion in 9 months? I apologize, Aaron. I apologize. I looked at the wrong one.
We knew
in
what.
In 2025, the debt is going to increase another $20 trillion.
Damn.
God damn. $47.4 trillion.
And that's without this monstrosity of a bill. They're saying if he gets to say $2 trillion, it keeps going. It's gonna be $4 and $5 trillion by the time it's over with.
The revenue now is $4.05 trillion. And 4 years from now, in 2025, the revenue will be $4.2 trillion. But goodness gracious, the national debt would have increased over $20 trillion in that same period of time. It would increase $9 trillion.
And that's just how it is right now, Pianchi. That's not looking at all these people coming into our country and all the electric cars are going to do away with a hell of a lot of jobs. And there's a lot of things that are going to be gone before 2025.
What in the world are our children going to be faced with?
Wow. I'm just glad I'm old. I'm just glad I don't have to go through that.
Yeah, I hear you.
This crap don't make no damn sense.
No.
It doesn't make any damn sense.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, boy.
It sure does. No, sure doesn't. We got a lot of people on the switchboard. If you'd like to join the conversation, push one on your keypad. I'll get you on as soon as I can. And we got an election coming up Tuesday. And the Democrats are pooping their pants because this Youngkin is, depending on what poll you're looking at, he's up between 3 points and 8 points. And it's all about school. It's all about the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a great thing. And there's another thing that happened in the junior high school in Loudoun County. But I don't know what it is. And they sent a notice out yesterday. And they're not saying what it is. But it's some kind it was, I think, a seventh grader touching girls inappropriate, not under their clothes, but over their clothes, as far as what I read. But that's Loudoun County. So I wonder what school he gets to go to. Well, they don't do anything but try to make you go to another school.
Yeah, like they did the one that sexually molested that girl in one school, and her father comes to school, and they're going to beat him up, the police do. What does Black Lives Matter on him? He's a white man. Yeah, but when he looked, when they were done with him, he was black and blue.
Yeah, he was definitely that. Yeah, he was just... Did you
imagine
see
that you're going to... Go beat up somebody because they complain about what happened to their daughter.
God. You know, Rivera was on the five, I think it was yesterday or 2 days ago. And he was kind of defending the, you know, the guy can't do that. You know, he shouldn't have done that. And boy, Gutfeld went crazy on him. Gutfeld, you know, you got daughters and you're telling me you would stand there and have a calm conversation when the superintendent said he didn't even know anything about it and you knew it was a lie? Yeah, they got into a screaming match. Pretty good. Pretty good. Anyway, the vote is Tuesday, and the Lincoln Project, if you remember the Lincoln Project from Trump's election in 2020, they pulled a stunt on Yonkin's bus. They had five people, four men and one woman, holding tiki torches and the rain. It was pouring down rain, and they all had white shirts on and khaki pants and trying to get people to remember Charlottesville. And that's what's going to happen because this guy liked Trump. He never said he liked Trump, but this guy likes Trump, and they're trying to put this guy, tag Trump on him. And Charlottesville on him. And finally, the Lincoln Project had to come out and said they pulled a stunt. And it's funny because they had a black man in there too, which is really funny. White supremacist. He had to be there.
Hey, Ken, how do you feel this week?
That question to the better mind. Republican and Democratic strategists Stuart Stevens and James Carville. Good to have you both. Jimmy, let me start with you. What do you think of Virginia? Do I have it right that what's happening with McAuliffe is the first look at the measure of Democrat power?
Well, this is one Irishman that has had a drink, Chris. But yes, I mean, it's an important
election. I know you have.
It's a very important election. It will be bad. It's bad to lose any election. You know, I wish they would have had to just been able to consummate this deal prior to Tuesday, but that looks like it's unlikely to happen. But I am very worried. I'm very concerned. Every Democrat should be and should be making calls to people in Virginia and get as many people out as we can to vote. It's going to be a very tight election.
Now, let's talk tactics for 1 second, Stuart, before I get your macro on it. Some people showed up at a Yunkin event posing as Charlottesville protesters. A group you're with, the Lincoln Project, owned that it was them, that they posed this way because they wanted people to remember. You're getting crushed by people on the right as a dirty tactic. Do you stand behind what was done, and is that being what you guys say you oppose?
No. Listen, every day I hear people pleading with the Lincoln Project to help show Democrats how to win, how to play hardball. You know, this is an example. The question here is, it's not about some guys who showed up at a rally. It's why hasn't Glenn Youngkin denounced Donald Trump for saying that there were good people on both sides? I mean, that is absolutely outrageous. And it's because Glenn Youngkin wants it both ways. And I think that's the message that needs to be driven here. You know, the Lincoln Project was the first in this race to put Charlottesville in an ad. And some people thought maybe it went too far, but we did it. And it worked, and then McAuliffe's campaign followed us and put Charlottesville in a very good ad they did. So I think the question here is, we can't ignore what happened in Charlottesville. The question is, why hasn't Glenn Youngkin denounced Donald Trump?
Now, look, I hear the question. It's a legitimate one. But, Jim, James, the Democrat Party in Virginia has said, look, we weren't part of this. It shouldn't have happened. What about the Democrat disposition in terms of how to win these upcoming battles?
Well, first of all, the Lincoln Project is independent of the Democratic Party of Virginia. I happen to know the chairwoman very, very well.
Okay, now they got it.
Well, there was good people on both sides.
Okay, I'm hearing echo.
Yeah, I am too.
I am too.
All of a sudden.
It's them damn hoochabacallas.
I bet that's your board, Donnie.
I bet I'm you.
Okay, hold on. Let me try. I'm muting.
You sound like God.
I'm muting. Joe, it's you. Not me. It's not the board. It's Joe.
It's me?
Yep.
Right. Let me see. Okay. Let me try this.
All right. And while you're trying,
is this better?
No.
No.
No. All right, I'm going to call back in.
Okay.
Okay,
let me get Critic on here. Mr. Utah.
Yeah.
How you doing, sir?
Hey, Critic.
Well, I'm working things out. Gradually.
Getting it all. Yep.
Yeah, there's still some things I got to work out, but
yeah. Well, that takes time. Not everybody jump in this conversation.
Hey, Kat, how are you feeling this week?
I'm here.
How you doing?
Hello, Big Kathy.
Hey there, everybody. I've been listening.
I know. That's why I'm asking how you.
Yeah.
Since you got here on time.
All right. All right.
You feeling all right?
No, we can feel your presence.
Oh, you could. I sent Donnie a video. I don't know if he saw it or not. I think I sent him a messenger. It was a school principal in Kentucky, a female, and it was some big homecoming thing in the gymnasium. And she comes out in an evening gown, dancing to Madonna, one of Madonna's songs.
Like a Virgin is the song.
Rolling around on the floor. She went up to some teacher on the sideline, did a lap dance, you know.
I'm my kind of principal.
it's about a 45-second video. I thought
she's
you
the
had
principal?
Seen it. Yes, principal.
Oh, shit.
He's woke.
That kind of behavior.
Was it a teacher or a student?
It was
the principal.
Wait a minute.
Of the school.
I know in one school there was a male principal who got lap dances.
Well, this was a female. It says
female principal doing this?
The female principal in Kentucky.
Holy shit.
Come out dancing to Madonna, rolling around on the floor.
Let me play it. Let's see if it, is there any words to it, Kathy?
No, it's just the music.
Okay. Wow.
You saw it.
Jeez.
Probably
came out of Luther than I think she
they ought to fire her, but
I think
they ought to hang her.
God.
Doing that in front of these junior high or high school kids, you know.
Well, the song alone was bad enough, you know, Like a Virgin by Madonna. Come on.
And we know damn well there wasn't a virgin in there.
Exactly.
But you saw her rolling around on the floor, Donnie.
I know. That was
like a strip club.
Yeah, like a strip club.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, Madonna did that in her act. That blonde ambition push.
Worse.
Right.
That's
a big difference. A paid concert, you know, versus a principal in front of minors.
God, a high school.
There are minors.
What kind of message does that send to our kids, huh?
Well,
I'm telling you, you can send those kind of messages, but you cannot talk about conservative values. You cannot talk about, you know, a baby or an unborn baby is a baby, not a, you know, just a group of cells. Or you can't express those kinds of opinions, because then you're shut down. You're shot down. You know, you're racist and you're this and you're that. You know, but you can all, you know, but have sex with kids right in front. I mean, oh, I'm sorry. I'm just, like, so frustrated at how wrong is right and right is wrong these days.
That's right.
I didn't hear about this chick. But I heard about the principal who got a lap dance from his students and got a lap dance from one of the LGBT students. And it's on video.
Hmm. That's pretty bad.
Yeah. And nothing has happened to that teacher, correct? Because of it?
Not that I know of.
I mean, that's child pornography. Or, well, it's not child pornography. Yeah, basically, it's like child pornography, wouldn't you say? I mean, it's inappropriate behavior between a teacher and a minor, period, let alone
Well,
a
at the very least, yeah. I mean, they were brushing up, they were twerking up against his groin. So that's touching him. That's inappropriate behavior, at the very least.
And he wasn't stopping it either.
Oh, no. Hell no.
But that is the direction that this Illuminati or the cabal is. It's like Gene said, what used to be right is wrong, and what used to be wrong is right now. But until people start standing up and voicing their objections, this will continue to get worse.
Right.
There's no morals, no values anymore at all.
But they do it right in our face. And unless we say no, they will continue to, it will get worse. They
you
will
know
continue to do.
Morals and values. They have absolutely no morals and values. And that's how the Roman Empire fell. This kind of stuff
well,
right here.
Well, this needs to fall just like it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think the American people will allow that, though. I just don't. It's got to take more and more and more to step up, you know, and say no.
Well, people are doing that.
They are, but not enough.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. You see where the Senate, how the Senate hearing went with Merrick Garland?
Mm.
They told him a new butthole.
Sure did. I thought they told him he was a dumbass. Wasn't it?
And he wanted to be on the Supreme Court.
Yeah, didn't Ted Cruz tell him he was a dumbass or something?
I didn't hear that, but I think Cotton said you'd be disgraced if you were on the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Good.
Well, I'm seeing issues about school board recall. That's pretty damn good.
Yes, but it's going to take more.
Yeah, it's going to take more. It has to be concentrated in many areas, in particular with the school, because as we have said many times before and demonstrate, this forces is going after your children. That way they can carry their ideology into the future.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But you notice little by little you're hearing more about parents confronting the school boards. You know.
Yeah,
that's
what
very
about
good.
Little by
what
little.
About those books that they were in the libraries, in the high school libraries? and then actually even in elementary, you know, about it's how to touch themselves and how to touch others that is pleasing. And the books in high school, you know, like a fantasy rape and stuff. And then here's this kid that, you know, I mean, just a possible scenario. Okay, nothing's happened. You know, that maybe, and I knew a kid like this, that he wasn't all, his elevator did not go all the way to the top floor, okay? His mind was like of a 6-year-old, so to speak. But he was a 16-year-old, 17-year-old, you know, body, maturity-wise. And, you know, so somebody like that reading something like this, looking at the girl, going, oh, well, the book says it's okay. I can go touch her or do what I want to her because the book says it's okay.
That's probably what happened in that one case.
You know, but parents are, when they're calling all that out and they're, you know, reading this, I mean, it's basically pornographic.
A lot of this information, you know, a lot of this porn stuff coming out in schools, don't you think it takes away from the childhood of these kids? It gives them information they don't need to know right now.
Oh, they're losing their innocence, yes. Too early.
You know.
It's giving them tacit permission to go ahead and do what the principals are allowing them to do. When they get off campus, they're going to think that, well, if I did this in school and nobody stopped me, why should anybody stop me when I'm outside?
Well, hell, the governor in Illinois, Pritchard, has signed a bill that allow young girls to get abortions without notifying their parents.
That's so wrong.
Wasn't it California a couple of years ago that was trying to legalize pedophilia?
You were muffled, Gene. What'd you say?
I said, wasn't it in California a couple of years ago they were trying to legalize pedophilia?
I don't know about that.
I don't think it was 2 years ago. They were trying to come up with a bill to allow an adult to have sex with a minor and not be against the law.
So right.
They can't be arrested.
They're trying to legalize pedophilia.
Wow.
Or molestation, or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, I do remember that.
People, we have been frogs, and the water is about to literally boil. Are we going to jump out and do something and save our lives, or are we just going to let the water boil and kill us?
Well, my brother went off the other day about the stuff that's going on, and I said, told him, I said, those who are in power, the Democrats, you know, they are the ones, and I think the majority of people, even good Democrats, don't like a lot of this stuff, but those that pass the laws, the governors, judges, you know, they are very, very liberal. And they allow this in their states. We just need to take the power away from them, vote them out. That's what people've got to do.
Yeah, either vote them out or let their term limit run out or whatever, vote somebody good in. But we've got a problem with the voting process, right? So, obviously.
Well, wait and see what happens in Virginia, though.
Yeah.
You know, if the Republican wins, then we'll know the voting machines are good. And
no,
I think they
that doesn't mean that at all. No. Don't think that means everything's fine. Because they know all eyes are on that stuff. So I don't know if they'll be messing with anything. It's probably
they knew it in California too, and look how the recall went.
Well, that's California though, Daniel.
Right.
California's a freak state anyway.
Right.
Donnie, California's got a lot of red in it. It does.
Yeah, you got to go up north. Up North California did a hell of a lot of red, mostly red.
Well, according to Mike Lindale, California went red in 2020, you know, with all his information that he got.
Well, even if you look back at pre-election with all the rallies and stuff, how many times in L.A. was there massive Trump rallies without Trump there? And we witnessed it. We saw saw the video of them gathering in L.A. Now, that takes a lot of guts in L.A. You know what I'm saying? That's a highly blue, liberal area.
Just like San Francisco Bay when they had the boats out there in San Francisco. You know, it was like, what?
Thousands of boats. I mean, it was a lot of boats for that.
So it is very, very possible. It is very possible. And even during the recall, I don't think Newsom won. I really don't. I think I think they did the same thing.
Another example of a stolen election again. Yeah, I told you the petition didn't mean shit, no matter how many signatures they got.
Well, I think it was a sting operation by the White Hats. I do.
It could have been a setup.
A setup to see if they would do it again. And they did.
Did you guys see the man, January 5th? He's a big guy. I mean, he towers over everybody. He's from Arizona. His last name is Epps, E-P-P-S. And he is telling, I mean, he's like taking charge on the 5th. He's telling at night, telling everybody, We're gonna rush the Capitol. Not only that, we're gonna go in. And this got him standing the next day.
He's an FBI agent.
Yeah. He was on the top 10. Pitcher was on the top 10 looking for this guy. And all of a sudden, boom, he's gone. He's off the top 10. He's in Arizona on his ranch.
What?
Yeah.
He's an FBI agent.
He started that rambling, encouraging people at a certain time, right?
Yes, he did.
It was the time that Trump's rally was supposed to have been over, but Trump's rally ran an hour overtime.
And he's saying, let's go, and he was pointing where the Capitol was, which way the Capitol was. He said, let's go now, and then he gets there, and he's screaming, and there's a guy next to him with his camera saying, he's hollering fed, and he's pointing at the guy saying fed, because he knew he's a federal officer.
Yeah.
And the guy, guy looked down at him, and he didn't do anything, but he just kept hollering, go in, you got to go in. Then there's they released the a camera that was inside the Capitol, and it shows the police, Capitol Police, doing absolutely nothing but letting them in. One time, one guy held the door open for them, and they were walking between the line, you know, where they had the ropes up. They were walking exactly like they were on tour. There was nobody outside that at all. It looked like they were on
tour. Well, they told them, come on in, just don't do any destruction.
Well, they didn't. No, these guys didn't anyway, as far as I could see, you know. No wonder Pelosi doesn't want those tapes released.
The thing is that he started this, which would have corresponded with the time that Trump's rally was supposed to have been over.
Mm-hmm.
But Trump's rally started an hour later, and he didn't know it. So he proceeded as planned.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
Which tells me Trump had an idea it was going to happen, you know, because, I mean, Trump never started on time. Anyway, you know, he was always a little late, but not an hour late. Especially since he's right there in D.C. already. You know, it didn't make sense for him to be an hour late. There was nothing major going on, nothing major in the world, you know.
all that little house that the Democrats got piled up is going to come tumbling down here in a little bit, bit by bit.
Now you get it, don't you?
Mm-hmm. I've been getting it, Kathy. I've been getting it.
Oh, it's not going to last. It's not. You know, this business, I mean, Biden over in Rome, you know.
Well.
I told Donnie, I don't even think that is Biden. I think that's an actor. Go ahead, laugh.
No, somebody else was saying that the other day, and she wasn't one who was, at least not that I know of, somebody who was believing in UFOs, even though all of us do. And she was saying, you know, if you take a look at different pictures of not just Biden, but other congressional representatives, their eyebrows are higher.
Pelosi.
I don't think she mentioned Pelosi, but she was mentioning them. And she said, like, the ears are different.
Yeah. Well, if you don't know, I mean, we can see something, but if we don't know what to look for, we're just not going to notice it, you know.
Right.
I mean, I saw Biden a few months ago, not Biden, but whoever it is, you know, he kept scratching his nose, and then it looked like he pinched his nose and pulled it way out. Mm-hmm. You know, I showed that to Daniel.
I said,
Daniel, that's got to be a mask.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's no way his skin can stretch that far, you know. So, Donnie, I don't know if I sent you that video, but it was a woman, and she looked beautiful, just beautiful, normal. And then she started pulling this mask off, you know, and it was an entirely different-looking woman, you know.
And they're capable of doing so much with
Hollywood.
Yeah.
Hollywood.
People just don't understand what they're capable of.
Hollywood can do it. Look at Mrs. Doubtfire. Look at the movie Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah.
That's a perfect example.
I mean, Hollywood can do anything. But that Pelosi, I told Daniel, he's watching her. That was a few months ago. I said, Daniel, look at her eyebrows. They're way up there on her forehead now.
It's like the moon keeps moving around, you know. Her eyebrows keep moving around like the moon.
That's how come we were late last week.
The only thing I'm going to say about that is it's possible she has no eyebrows left, and she has pencil on, and every time they're a little different. Okay?
Oh.
That's a possibility.
Her makeup artist wouldn't do that, Jean. I mean, you think she does her own makeup? Yeah. No.
She can't be steady enough with all the alcohol in her, I'm sure.
Wow.
Oh, God. Well, I get quiet.
The alcohol?
I don't know what the problem with that. I don't know.
She's a lush. I read one time how much it cost the government liquor alone when she flies in the military jet.
Yeah.
And she has all these people with her.
Yeah,
how
I
much
read.
Just in liquor.
It ain't cheap. It ain't cheap stuff either, folks.
That's crazy.
No.
It's top shelf stuff, folks. It's top shelf, not the well drinks. We ain't drinking off the well.
Cream.
We're drinking from the top.
Just like her ice cream. Top notch. Ice cream I never heard of. You can't even buy it. Flint.
Yeah. That's a $12,000 refrigerator.
There you go.
But you mentioned the Pope a little while ago. He is from Argentina. Isn't Argentina a socialist country?
I think so.
He is from Argentina.
Yeah.
Well, what's that got to do with anything, Kevin?
Has to do with everything, Donnie.
All right.
Well, if he's from Argentina, he's a communist, and he's been accused of being a communist pope.
Yeah.
He's changed the rules a little bit for the Catholics.
Oh, man. They got some bishops around the world that don't like his views on transgenderism.
Yeah, he's got the cardinals, I guess, and the bishops pissed off at him in this country.
Man, the temperature down here dropped down in the 50s. I've been urinating like 40 going west.
I've got my fireplace on, Bianchi.
Welcome to Michigan, mother folks. Welcome to Michigan, mother.
I guess I was storing water for the when it was hot.
I guess you were.
I saw this cute little post on Facebook. It was this elderly man, and somebody asked him, what are you going to do after retirement? And he said, well, fortunately, I have a degree in chemical engineering. He said, I'm going to turn beer, vodka, and wine into urine. Is that not cute?
That's a good one.
That's really good.
What are you going to do after retirement?
Yeah. I saw it coming, too, and it was funny. Oh, shit.
I ain't never heard that one before.
I just heard it now, but I knew what the punchline was going to be, and it was still funny.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Did you hear about the school board president that said F you when the lady got speaking?
Yeah,
she was on a hot mic and didn't realize it. You got to listen carefully, kids.
Kind of like Scott just said, we are selfish for being vocal. Scott, we are vocal because we are our children's biggest advocates. Okay? Choose your own path, Scott. Choose your own path. That was very
thank
rude
you.
Of you to say
you.
Parents are selfish. You say
Margaret Snack, thank you. Your time's up. Thank you.
Do you hear that?
Wait. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wait. What was that?
Thank you.
You didn't just say what I thought you said, did you?
Thank you.
You did?
Yes, she did. On a hot mic, the president.
Did she also say I wiped my butt?
Oh, man.
Yeah, she probably dragged it on the grass when she did.
Yeah.
I got my butt wiped.
Man.
And that should be an automatic firing.
Sure should, Daniel.
I mean, no ifs, ands, or buts. Nobody getting in there. You just know that you got fired and just get up and take your purse with you, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't talk about it. Well, who would fire them? They're elected officials. Who is their boss? The mayor?
The people.
It should be the people. I don't know how it goes in their little state or area or whatever.
Well, if the people got together, they can force
right.
it.
There you go.
People got together, they can force about anything.
Mm-hmm.
That's the
problem. They don't want the people to have the input in what the chairman is taught.
Mm-hmm.
So you know it's something going on.
Yeah, that's why...
A boy dressed as a girl is a kid.
Whoa. Somebody just sent me this, and I just pulled it up.
Didn't a senator or a representative introduce a bill this week about saying that the parents should have no say in what the Board of Education has to teach their kids?
Yeah,
Terry
McAuliffe said that in a debate against Glenn Youngkin on the debate stage, televised, and that was his biggest mistake because he had a nice 6-7 point lead or more. till he said that. He stands with the teachers, he said. The teachers always get crapped on. Well,
oh, boy, these fucking assholes.
We see why. They're just showing you who they are.
Yeah, he's
showing you what they are. You're right, critic.
And ever since they showed two, I've seen two crowds, and maybe 35 people in one, 25 in the other, two times Terry McAuliffe. That's as big as his two rallies were that I seen on Thursday. It was Wednesday. And that guy Youngkin, he was really pulling them in. A lot of parents, a lot of mothers are said they're switching their vote. They're going to vote Republican this time. We'll see.
Yeah,
even if Youngkin loses by one or two, I hope he doesn't lose, but if he loses by one or two points, that's going to scare the hell out of the Democrats. Hopefully to slow them down just a little bit. But if Youngkin wins, well, I don't know. That could stop everything.
Well, I tell you what, I don't see how any or many legitimate efforts by blacks to vote for McAuliffe after saying what he said about the schools. I really, really don't. And we're living in some strange times.
Yeah, we are. We're living in a lot of strange times, but there's people in all stripes in Northern Virginia, they're...
And I bet they've been there all the time. You just never would have suspected it. Like that one movie, Southern Comfort? Guy say something just don't feel right.
This don't feel right, right? You're right about that.
Aren't they trying to, parents that are speaking out against the school boards and stuff, they're trying to label them as terrorists.
Yeah. Oh, he got his ass handed to him. Oh, I almost felt sorry for the guy. I said almost. I mean, every Republican ripped him a new ass. Two of them said, resign. You should resign now. And, it was pitiful.
Yeah, but these fucking assholes, I don't give a rat's ass what they say. They keep on saying, okay, this is what you should do, you shouldn't do. They're pointing fingers at each other, but they don't pass legislation to make things happen. So they're all assholes as far as I'm concerned.
Wow.
Their job isn't just to do political theater. All right, and to
it's getting to be. That's about all it is. That's true. That's true.
We wouldn't be in the state we're in now if we had some honest people in there.
I would love to know what all is in this bill. I wish somebody would come out and tell us what the hell they're.
Is it online? I didn't bother looking for it online. Can you download it?
I don't know.
I'm going to look for it and see if I can download it.
Yeah, see what you can find, Joe. Who sent me this? It says Barack Obama is a heartless monster. I don't know if Tucker says this or somebody says. I don't know what this is.
A boy dressed as a girl is accused of raping an actual girl in the bathroom of a school in Loudoun County, Virginia. That boy apparently has just been found guilty by a judge. The father of the girl who says she was raped is called Scott Smith, and he said he plans to file a lawsuit against the school system over this, and that can't come too soon. At a recent school board meeting, the superintendent of Loudoun County Schools, a guy called Scott Ziegler, said, quote, "We don't have any records of assaults occurring in our restrooms because, of course, they couldn't be bothered to keep track. What does that have to do with the equity agenda? Nothing. What do we care about our students? Nothing." So students walked out of school today in Loudoun County into protest. Rosiak is with the Daily Wire. He broke this story and deserves the credit for it. He joins us tonight with an update. Luke, thanks so much for coming on. Everything about this story is stomach-turning. Tell us where we are tonight, please.
Well, yesterday the kid was convicted in court of both assaults. The first one that happened in a bathroom where he was convicted of rape. And then the second one where the school didn't tell anyone it had happened, transferred him to a different school, and he was arrested in October 6th. So, you know, I broke that story on your show a couple weeks ago and in the Daily Wire, and most of the media largely ignored it because they said it was unsubstantiated. 2 days ago, Barack Obama alluded to it while campaigning with Terry McAuliffe, calling it phony right-wing outrage. Yesterday, everything was substantiated in court, including a bizarre detail that the fact that this kid was wearing a skirt is actually central to his defense. He claims that his wristwatch got caught on the skirt he was wearing while he was hanging out in the girl's bathroom, and that caused inadvertent sexual contact to occur.
So Barack Obama, who really is a heartless monster, and I'm glad that's clear to everyone now, described the rape of a child as phony right-wing outrage?
That this is what, you know, he's talking about the parents being up in arms in Virginia and basically claiming it's all cultural war stuff. First of all, I never really cared about the fact that this is transgender. The bigger issue here is that school districts do not have the same priorities as parents. And that's really right. What Terry McAuliffe hit the nail on the head with, saying, you know, he doesn't think parents should be telling schools what to teach. The head of the teachers union said something similar this week. So the issue is, what's the appropriate role for parents in schools? And the Democrats seem to think they don't have one. These are our kids. We're going to raise them in these government schools. The problem is the main case study that they had for this Parents Are Bad movement, it turned out to be a total hoax. I mean, this guy who was arrested, and, you know, he looks like a blue-collar guy. He's angry at school board meeting. They thought he was a bigot. Maybe he was opposed to masks. The clip that the media had the whole time of him, you can hear his wife screaming at the end as her husband is hauled away in handcuffs. My daughter was raped in school, and this is what happened. So no one asked this guy why he was mad. We also found out this week that the White House worked with the National School Boards Association to write the letter that called this guy and other parents domestic terrorists, which the DOJ then used to justify FBI involvement.
Yeah, so your daughter gets raped in a school bathroom, the school doesn't care or even keep track of the rape, and then you get denounced by the president and the DOJ as a domestic terrorist for complaining about it. It really does tell you everything, and we wouldn't know this without your reporting. Luke Rosiak, thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, Sean Hannity here.
All right. Wow. I didn't know. I know Obama went on the trail to help Terry McAuliffe the other day. Biden did too. Biden was a fool up there. Yeah, you can get a clip of that.
But they started chanting, "We love Trump."
Oh, they did. Oh, hold on.
They started chanting, "We love Trump," because he said something about "I beat Trump" and blah blah blah. And this ain't no Trump. And when they started chanting, "We love Trump," he said, "This isn't a Trump rally."
Yeah, he did. They even had Trump signs. And Biden said, "This isn't a Trump rally." You're right, Gene. I've got that somewhere. I forgot all about that. Yeah, I'll watch that. Very, very telling. Oh, my. Oh, I got to find it.
So please tell me this man is the most popular president ever and got 81 million votes. There's no way in God's green earth that happened.
I can't see that happening. How about Joe's favorite governor, ex-governor, Andrew Cuomo, huh? Cuomo, ooh. Gets bad to worse for this guy. He might get a Oscar for this performance instead of an Emmy. Jackass.
This is a Fox News alert. Disgraced former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has been charged with a sex crime. According to the complaint, the incident took place last December and says Cuomo forcibly touched an intimate body part under a woman's shirt, but did not name the victim. It comes just 2 months after Cuomo resigned in disgrace when 11 women came forward to accuse him of sexual misconduct. And the New York Post reporting it's expected that Cuomo will be arrested next week. So, Geraldo, this is a misdemeanor charge, forcible touching. Tell us what you know.
Well, let me read quickly the statute. A person is guilty of forcible touching when such person intentionally and for no legitimate purpose
forcefully touches the sexual or other intimate parts of another person for the purpose of degrading or abusing such person, or for the purpose of gratifying the actor's sexual desire, a misdemeanor punishable by up to a year in prison. More importantly, he would have to register as a sex offender. What he purportedly did, remember the state trooper,
yeah,
the female state trooper? He put his hand allegedly under her blouse and touched her belly. So, you know, I don't know if there were any witnesses. I think it's a he said, she said, but in the climate of today, you know, when she says, people believe. And so I think that he's screwed, if I can misuse a verb there.
Katie Pavlich, your thoughts?
Well, it's not just that he said, she said at this point, because they clearly believe they have enough proof to take it to a court of law. So that's a little bit different than having this argument and debate in the media versus him actually being charged for a crime. He will have to register as a sex offender. I'm wondering if his brother, Chris Cuomo, who helped develop these statements, who actually was editing and approving statements going after these women on official government time for New York, he would write something or approve something that then showed up on the New York governor's website, publishes a press release, what he has to say about this now that it's reached criminal charges. So whether this will go through, you know, he's supposed to appear in court next week, whether he will plead guilty or not is still a question, but we've certainly moved from just allegations and reports from the attorney general of these types of things taking place into the arena of prosecutors obviously believe that they have enough to prove this or they wouldn't take it to a court of law.
And if he is convicted, do you think forcible touching misdemeanor conviction, do you think he actually would serve prison time?
I doubt it. He's going to be looked at, the court will look at him as a first-time offender.
Right.
Now, if these cases pile up and other women come together and there are additional charges, that could change for him. But I think most of us would agree as a first-time offender, probably not, and being the governor. But there are a lot of folks who said, listen, New York State officials, lawmakers, have dropped the ball. Like, they stopped the impeachment thing because he said he was going to resign. But there are a lot of people who are saying, listen, if he's facing criminal charges, maybe they do that just to assure he cannot run again. So I think there are all kinds of calculations here. But what an amazing turnaround from a year ago. You think about that it was rumored he was going to be the attorney general, nominee for that. He could run for president. He got a huge book advance for the book, American Crisis, Leadership Lessons from the COVID-19 Pandemic. By the way, I just looked it up on Amazon. It's 196,306 ranked. Yours is way ahead of that, Desi.
I would hope so.
But listen, to think of what happened in the last year to where he's now facing criminal charges for touching a woman's body against her wishes, and there are multiple potential cases out there. This is far from over.
All right.
You know, but the sad thing is that's getting more press than this boy that raped two young girls in school.
Well, if he had been black, you wouldn't hear nothing about it.
You don't hear nothing about it on the mainstream media. Mainstream media has not said anything about it.
I got it.
Well, guess what, Donnie?
I've always been going to jail because of Me Too movement or because of sex accusations. It's my contention he fucked up by rubbing somebody the wrong way up the ladder, and they said to him, Cuomo, you're too goddamn big for your britches. We're going to show you you're nobody. That's my opinion.
Well, that prosecutor in New York, she's running for, what is she running for? Is she running for governor?
I don't know.
The one that's supposed to be prosecuting Trump?
Oh, hell, I don't know.
I might be missing. But anyway, guess what your cousin is doing, Donnie and Big Kathy?
Well, what's my cousin, our cousin, doing?
Terrence Williams is making his own pancake batter. Called Cousins.
Cousins.
I sent it to you. Yeah, matter of fact, I bought some. I bought two bags.
I heard that. I thought that was hilarious.
Keep us in business.
That is so typical, Terrence.
Papa sent you an email. It says a nightmare just happened at a Louisiana school. She played this Bianchi.
I'm Edward Zoll with Next News Network. There is a nightmare that just occurred at a Louisiana school that's going to make you not want to send your kid there. A quick note, if this is your first time watching, welcome. Oh, join the over 2 million people who call Next News Network their home for conservative news and opinion by tapping the subscription button below and then tap on the notification bell. I don't know how this could happen in our public schools, and all parents should be outraged, regardless of their politics. This school overstepped its authority. So far, it should be shut down. Julian Conradson from the Gateway Pundit said that her mother was left stunned and outraged this week when she was made aware of her son receiving a shot at his high school without her consent. Jennifer Ravaine, the mother of the 16-year-old student at East Jefferson High School in Jefferson Parish, Louisiana, found out the nightmare scenario on Wednesday, which was an Ochsner mobile vaccination clinic was at the school to vaccinate the teenagers. Somehow, she says, her son was able to sign the parental consent form himself without anyone notifying her before he received his jab. Allowing the minor to receive the shot without parental consent directly violates the state guidelines, which require a parent or guardian to sign off on the jab before it can be administered. This is to anyone who is under the age of 18. The policy is clearly stated as such on the Louisiana Department of Health's website. W44L has more.
A mom from Kenner may soon be squaring up in court against Jefferson Parish Public Schools for what happened at East Jefferson High on Wednesday. Jennifer Ravaine says her 16-year-old son received the COVID-19 vaccine without her consent when an Ochsner mobile vaccination clinic rolled in and allowed him to sign the consent form himself underage. An attorney for Ravaine called the situation a nightmare and claims other underage students got the shot too. Writing to Eyewitness News, quote, the egregious and reckless actions of Ochsner and East Jefferson High School went well beyond any legal and moral bounds and at a minimum constitute a battery upon the minor child. The attorney says he's exploring every avenue to hold Ochsner and the district accountable. As outlined by the Louisiana Department of Health, a parent's signature is required for anyone under 18 who wants the shot. Ochsner Health System apologized for the misstep at East Jeff and says it's revising its school vaccination program, writing, quote, we have procedures in place to ensure that all policies are followed. However, in this instance, this did not occur. We have taken immediate action to review our on-site vaccination policies and to ensure that these policies will be strictly enforced moving forward. Jefferson Parish Public Schools did not respond to multiple requests to answer questions or comment, but may soon have to answer to Ravaine's attorney. Devin Bartolotta, Eyewitness News.
All people involved should be sued.
It constituted a battery. This kid was getting beaten in the school. This is no joke. Parental consent is important and obviously is made important whenever someone gets angry about someone being taught about the Constitution or gun rights or let's say the Bible or prayer in school. Either way, whether it was the school's negligence or the healthcare providers, these adults need to be held accountable. A parental consent form for children under 18 years old is not a new concept by any stretch of the imagination. Not knowing how their own...
All right, hold on for a second. Is it the school's fault or is it, you know, I've seen these rolling big trucks in New York. I've seen them and you just walk up to it, fill something out, get a shot. Is it the school's fault the kid went out there?
Yeah, because the child's supposed to be under the jurisdiction of the school.
But it clearly states that he's supposed to have a parental consent. He signed a parental consent, and they allowed him.
Well, he shouldn't have never been able to do that. The school should have made sure that things are being followed according to the law. Plus, the facility provider should be sued, too.
Oh, absolutely, the provider for sure, because they just this kid sign at 16. You know,
during school day. Well, what would happen if he had signed up for the damn army?
It's not the school's fault if some truck rolls up outside on the sidewalk and some kid walks up to it. It's not the school's responsibility.
It is the that child is under the jurisdiction of the school district during those hours.
Kids are under the jurisdiction of parents, too. Should the parents go to jail?
The parents took the child to school like they normally are supposed to do. They required to make sure that their child attends school. And while he's attending school, he's under the jurisdiction of school. Same way it is with him to go on
that
a field trip.
It doesn't mean everybody's going to be held accountable for every action everybody
else does. Well, then they need to be sued. If you go on a field trip.
You can't be sued if they're not going to be held accountable. If a truck rolls up to a school and the kid is outside, no parents around, no teachers around, not within the structure of the school, and he or she voluntarily goes up to the truck, has nothing to do with the school.
He shouldn't have been out. He shouldn't have been able to go outside the school door.
Here's what he said.
If that truck was on school property, then it is the jurisdiction of the school because that truck has no business being on school property. The thing you don't know is did the school give permission for this? And if that's the case, then the school is 100% liable for that child forging his parents' signature.
During school, they sent a week before this, they sent home permission slips. People were supposed to get them signed and brought back to the school. And those people, and they were on school time. They let them out to get their shot. And the kid snuck out, got out somehow, or maybe it was the free time at lunch. I don't know. But he went up, and they let him sign for himself.
Well, it's still that there's a school's responsibility there.
And in Flint, Michigan, when I was kicked out for a half a day, they wouldn't even let me walk home. They called a cab. They paid for the cab, but they would not let me. My principal said it's during school hours. We will send you home in a cab. You're our responsibility. Do you get to your front door? Oh, didn't know that was an age grade.
They had eyes on you.
And also, they should have.
It's like saying a roach coach goes onto school property, some kid dies because of some bad food in the roach coach, and the school's responsible.
Yeah, the school's responsible.
Yeah, school is responsible. And that unit, the people who own that unit should be sued also.
Why is the school responsible for what a roach coach does?
Because this child is in the care of the school.
You keep saying that, but he's not.
They are.
The school can't be responsible for the choices at another. It's like saying the kid leaves the property, gets into a fight, and the school is responsible for what the bully does.
It depends on where he goes on. Absolutely right, Joe. Absolutely. That child is a child. He don't have no choices.
He's made the choice. Right.
Well, he wasn't supposed to. And here's the thing, too. If the procedure were for the children to take forms home and bring them back, then the school should have made sure that their prospective forms was attached to them when they went up to that vehicle, or the vehicle would have known. So it should have opened an eyebrow when a kid come up and ask for a form so he could sign it right then and there. They should have known it was wrong.
Is this truck affiliated with the school?
No.
It apparently is because if they sent forms home for the kids to sign, then the school was full aware that that truck was going to be there.
No, that's an assumption. The thing is,
if the school sent forms home to be signed, they were full aware that that truck was going to be there.
Now, that's an assumption. The thing is, what
the form going to be for, Joe, to go to the corner mall? Come on now.
No, to have people within the school, perhaps in the gym, to give out the inoculations.
Well, they not.
Well, we have to find out what the details are.
Whoever was supposed to give the inoculation out, the boy didn't bring a form home, and the school should have known that. And they shouldn't have let him go out.
First of all, we don't know why the kid is out. It could have been recreation.
It just goes to show you that these idiots they got working in these schools nowadays ain't worth the salt in their bread.
It's like saying if a kid climbs over the fence,
apparently,
and then rapes the girl across the street, the school's responsible?
Well, that's a whole different thing there. But the
why
facility
not? Under the jurisdiction of the school.
Right. The people that's given the inoculation should have known better themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And then it wasn't carried out right.
They shouldn't have even been there, period. They shouldn't have been there. That's the bottom line. They should have never been allowed to be in school.
We should have never allowed to sign for himself.
I get sick and tired of all this irresponsibility and coming up with all these damn excuses. God,
all they're trying to do is they're circumventing parents. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to circumvent parents' authority over their children. But then
like
if the kid gets in trouble, if the kid gets in trouble, who are they coming after? They're coming after the parents.
Uh-huh.
So you
like
know what?
To...
You
okay,
can't have it both ways. You can't have a cake and eat it too.
Go ahead, Pianki.
It's like trying to wipe your butt with one single sheet of toilet tissue, then when your finger break through and your fingernail pinch your damn hemorrhoid, now you want to sue somebody.
What kind of imagery are you trying to give?
Yeah, really. He kind of threw me a curveball. The guy, the suspected federal operative is Ray Epps, and...
Yeah, no. Ray Epps, I know him.
Yeah, AG, Attorney General Merrick Garland with, you know, boy, thank God he's not on the Supreme Court.
In fact, tomorrow, I don't even like to say it because I'll be arrested.
Well, let's not say it.
We need to go, I'll say it.
All right.
We need to go in to the Capitol.
Let's go!
No, I'm going to put it out there. I'm probably going to go to jail for it. Tomorrow, we need to go into the Capitol. Into the Capitol.
Now, these kids are hollering, what? No. This is what they're saying to the guy. Now he's turning around.
Peacefully. Fed.
And he isn't denying it a bit.
Peacefully.
Okay, he says, as soon as the president is done speaking, we go to the Capitol.
The Capitol is this direction. He's done speaking. We are going to the Capitol.
Where the problems are.
It's that direction.
Where did you get that tape from, Donnie?
Thomas Massey.
Send that to me.
All right. It's in the Garland.
Yeah,
I'll send it to you.
And people are saying no, huh?
Yeah. And he's fed, and they're pointing. This guy's pointing at him. They start calling him a fed, and he doesn't say anything because he can't. Because if he denies he's a fed, then he's in trouble if they find out he's a fed. But he's got his nice Trump hat on. Now, there's a picture of him next to the guy, the black guy that is, who I think.
Being prosecuted.
With the Sullivan guy?
Hold on. Let me think. Whoa.
It's one black guy got 24 months for
this
agitating on his
black
computer.
Black Lives Matter guy. He's right next to him. What's his name? You guys know him. He had a camera inside. He was inside.
Yeah,
but
there was a guy named Sullivan, I think.
Was his name Sullivan?
I think so. John Sullivan.
Yeah, that sounds familiar. That does sound familiar.
So what
now,
was
now,
he doing?
Some of the steps right here, and he's whispering to some kid. And, they got, you know, those gates, keeping people back.
Mm-hmm. Barricades.
Barricades. Now they're pushing through it. Now the guy is stepping back. He's not into that mess. Now they're pushed through. Okay, that's the end of it. But this is the
There's a concern that there were agents of the government or assets of the government present on January 5th and January 6th during the protests. And I've got some pictures that I want to show you, if the staff could bring those to you.
I'm going to put it out there. I'm probably going to go to jail tomorrow. We need to go into the Capitol. Into the Capitol.
I'm afraid I can't see that at all.
I was playing in the hearing over his microphone.
Jack, is that a approved video? All right, you have those images there, and they're captioned. They were from January 5th and January 6th. As far as we can determine, the individual who was saying he'll probably go to jail, he'll probably be arrested, but he wants that they need to go into the Capitol the next day. He's in the next day directing people to the Capitol. And as far as we can find, this individual has not been charged with anything. You said this is one of the most sweeping investigations in history. Have you seen that video or those frames from that video?
So as I said at the outset, one of the norms of the Justice Department is to not comment on pending investigations, and particularly not to comment about particular scenes or particular individuals.
I was hoping today to give you an opportunity to put to rest the concerns that people have that there were federal agents or assets of the federal government present on January 5th and January 6th. Can you tell us, without talking about particular incidents or particular videos, how many agents or assets of the federal government were present on January 6th, whether they agitated to go into the Capitol, and if any of them did?
So I'm not going to violate this norm of the rule of law. I'm not going to comment on an investigation that's ongoing.
Of course you're not, Garland. Well, there you go. And it's Arizona Central, their paper that came out, Arizona Man, they find him at his, here he is at his.
With Pure Politics, I've been trying to get a hold of you. We met January 5th.
We're patriots. We're patriots.
Well, do you remember me from January 6th?
I understand that, but I can't see.
Are you still under investigation by the FBI?
Are you a federal informant?
Is there a reason why the FBI took you off the most wanted list?
Are you a federal informant? Are you a federal informant?
Hey, what? He's got a hell of a ranch.
That's Ray Epps, alleged federal informant, driving into his property.
Tomorrow, we need to go into the Capitol. Into the Capitol.
All right, we heard this, but anyway. That's Ray Epps, and he towers over the. I don't know how tall this guy is, but he towers over people, and he's big. He's not fat. He's big.
We need more reporters who are willing to get into the fray and report on situations like this and bring it out to the public. More whistleblowers too. They're my favorite people. They ain't investigative reporters.
Oh, well, you got a lot of reporters that aren't doing their job.
That's for sure.
Too many. I'm going to try to find that tape of the... I've got it somewhere. I got so many tapes. Somebody sent it to me, and it's the inside... They got a FOIA request, and they got it, and they got this tape, and it shows, you know... Nobody was tearing up anything, and nobody's touching a police officer, contrary to Pelosi has been spreading around.
You know what surprises me is that at the time of the Babbitt shooting, there were three Capitol cops right there, and nobody says anything about them. They were right there. There's a prior video that's been out for months. The crowd is up there against the door. The cops are there, and they just move out of the way to let the crowd come in. is right there.
Yeah. Bianchi, I'm going to try to piggyback this tape right to you right now on top of the cousin's. Your cousin's flower or whatever the hell that is. Tell me if you get it. If not, I'll have to have Cinnamon do it. It says my message has been sent, so we'll see. Anyway. Yeah, Pelosi will not release any of the inside tapes, all but the ones that you see of the kid at the desk, you know. The ones, you know, the few that are screwing up, the, you know, the couple in her office, you can see those because she wants you to see those. But other, all this other crap you keep hearing. Scarborough said three officers got their heads caved in. Yeah, come on. That didn't happen.
I sure didn't hear about it. Huh.
He's such a, I tell you, he's something.
Well, he's married, Mika
Brzezinski.
Brzezinski, so I mean.
Brzezinski, everybody ought to know her father, by the way.
Yeah.
I can't pronounce his first name. It starts with a Z. He was deep into the deep state, I think. Yeah, you know, he was deep into the deep state.
Oh, yeah. Well, he was part of the cabal, in my opinion.
I remember before her daughter was dating Joe, he was on Good Morning Joe, and he told Joe, you don't even know what the hell you're talking about. So
oh, yeah.
I did like that. And Joe shut up the rest of the interview. But I'm screwing your daughter. That's what he should have said. How you like me?
I wonder
why
she married him.
Well, broke up two families, didn't it? Let's see, climate change operators. No. It's somewhere. I've got it somewhere.
Okay. The one thing I have to say about the so-called insurrection, none of them tried to storm the floor.
What's that?
Nobody tried to break into the chambers and storm the floor to stop the vote. Nobody really came with a weapon.
No.
If this was a planned out, take over the government thing, people would have had weapons. People would have tried to storm the floor and stop the vote. These are just a bunch of sheep that got talked into something with the mob mentality when they were, you know, going, and everybody's like, oh, okay, they did it, I can do it. And they just went in like tourists, most of them.
Yeah, the peaceful ones. I've been saying that for a while. I'm saying if this was a real insurrection, how could it be an insurrection when they had no hope, even if they did capture the congressman? They didn't have any weapons. They would have been released in an hour or so with the hostage negotiations set up. And you're not going to make a government fall down when they've got, and this is one thing Biden was right about, when they got the F-15s and the tanks, you're not going to have a bunch of people with no weapons take down a government. Simple.
Yeah. It wasn't an insurrection. It was people talked into doing something that they shouldn't have done.
When you listen to the news, they say the deadly insurrection.
Every person that was there protesting.
I tell you what, Bill Cosby,
they call it a deadly insurrection to anger people even more. But what about the guy that planted the bombs at the RNC and the DNC the night before?
How about
that? You haven't heard nothing more about that.
No, not a thing.
I tell you what, Facebook do everything possible to keep you from sharing information with other people. At one time when you went to tag people, it listed all your friends. Now you got to go and look for them. But what I do, I just push A and all a bunch of people come up and I choose my friend. I go to B, to C, to D, to E, F, and G. They got to wake up early in the morning to get by old P. Yankee.
Okay. And by the way, in case you guys missed it today, we don't want you to go a Saturday without hearing the loudest. Oh, this is a concert. Somebody sent me this.
Well, let's go, Brandon.
I don't know. Doesn't say. There's two concerts. Hold on.
Fuck you, Biden. Yes, let's go, Brandon.
Okay, that's one. And I don't
know. I thought
it was
going to be the Let's Go Brandon rap. Let's go, Biden. Let's go, Biden.
Let's go, Biden. Let's go, Biden. Let's go, Biden. That one I like.
Lots of people.
Have you heard that rap? The yeah. Let's Go Brandon rap?
There's two. There's one and two. Number one song in a country and the number two song in the country. Or iTunes, rather.
iTunes, it was number one, two, three, four, and five. It was like top all in. Pick all five spots.
Well, I just seen iTunes was one and two. I don't know. Two different rap singers. I don't know. And this is at MetLife Stadium. It's a full house. I don't know. It's a professional football game. that was Joe Biden.
Yeah.
And this was at Coastal Carolina football game. That's in the end zone.
Oh, man. That was too cool.
Oh, boy.
That sounds fun.
Oh, yeah.
It does.
And besides being the top notches of the podcast, the number one and number three song on Billboard is a anti-establishment rap song. Oh, two are anti-establishment rap songs. Alex Jones had one of them on his show just a couple of days ago.
Good. Giving some of these newcomers a lot of play time. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, the guy that's doing it, he was a finalist. He was on American Idol and made it to, I think, the top four or five years ago.
Well, you know, these people must really hate me.
No.
Who hates you?
Trying to escape me where I can't tag you. Uh-huh. I got something for you.
The Facebook? Jeez.
Mm-hmm. See, and they don't want to unfriend me because they nosy. See, if they unfriend me, they won't be able to see what I post.
Yeah, good point.
Oh, Bianchi, you're a mess. Did you guys hear that professor in Rutgers? He's a professor. Yeah, that's I don't know her name. Bethany Cooper, professor at Rutgers University. She had a lot to say about we got to take these mother effers out. Rutgers University professor praises low white birth rates.
Yeah, I heard that.
And, gotta take it out.
Go to hell.
Jason Goodman, he has Crowdsourced the Truth on YouTube, number 5. You got to go Crowdsource the Truth 5. Anyway, he walked around New York, so he went by a Planned Parenthood, and he looked. It was Margaret Singer Avenue right there at the corner of where this Planned Parenthood was. So there's a black security guard right there at the door of this Planned Parenthood. And Jason said, do you know who Margaret Singer is? No. You don't know what she is? You don't know what she stood for? She started all this stuff. But, you know, it was to get rid of black people. Did you know that? And the guy, just big guy, too, he went right inside the building. Then Jason get halfway down the block, and he holler out something stupid, and Jason would go right back. I just want to interview you. I want to know how stupid you can be.
Hmm.
Not knowing who, you know, but nobody, a lot of people don't know who she was.
And the accusation about her.
It wasn't just black people. They wanted, like, the infirm.
Yeah.
The mentally unstable.
You're right. It wasn't just black people. It was for a whole bunch of people. It was illnesses.
They wanted to get rid of, just like Kennedy got rid of the daughter. Put her in a home, took her brain out of sight, out of mind.
And the thing about Singer is that it isn't just an assumption when they make this particular claim against her. There's a copy of a letter that she had written to somebody where she says explicitly who she wants to get rid of and why. She wants to exterminate, I think she said, the Negro and probably, I guess, the disabled or whatever other terminology she used. But it's right there in the letter.
Yeah. But nobody knows they What's that, Cinnamon?
I said just wanted to clean the gene pool. That's why there was. That's why there's forced sterilization. And I mean, some of these people didn't even know they were sterilized.
And that and that didn't stop in one state until 1974.
Yep.
That was North Carolina. That was the last state to stop it.
Yeah.
That's right. It was 72 or 74.
And there was there was a movie made in the 50s, a clip in where the judge said, you're going to now, I think it said to the mother, the daughter will have to be sterilized now or something like that. And it's a movie. It's right out there in the open, what the government did. Yeah.
Wasn't that Carolina, though, that was the last law?
Yeah,
I don't remember what state, but Jesus, 1974? That's not too far back.
Yeah, I know. Scary, isn't it?
Yeah.
Knowing what books that they could pull up.
Yep, they deemed you unfit. They could deem you unfit even if you were a younger girl. And you were having, you know, having kids out of wedlock. You were sterilized because you could, you know, probably do it again.
It wasn't like under the table. It was being done out in the open by judges.
Yep.
Hey, oh boy.
Even if it, even if you ended up going to them because you were raped, you're still deemed unfit.
Is that right?
Well, that was Clarence Gamble, too, Procter & Gamble. He was in on it with her.
With Singer?
With Singer,
oh,
yes. That was the Gamble project.
Hmm.
Let's see. Yeah, I think that's what it was called. It was, it might have been called something else. There's so much stuff in my mind. I tell you what, since the advent of Trump, if Alzheimer's was progressing my way, it had to take a detour. Hey, I'm back to talking in my sleep, Madonna.
Oh, man.
that you talk in your sleep, Bianchi.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
How do you know unless you wake up and realize you've been talking to yourself?
I can hear it.
Huh? Because I didn't think I snored until I downloaded the show.
Bianchi, you might ought to go get checked for Alzheimer's or something.
Active as my brain is since the advent of Donald Trump, there's no way Alzheimer's would have snuck in there.
Yeah.
I was just saying, Mama talks in her sleep.
Oh, God.
Oh, she does?
Oh,
Mama
man.
Talks in her sleep.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. One of the little tests they gave her when I took her several years ago, you draw a circle like the shape of a clock, and then you put the numbers on it like a clock. And this was about 4 years ago when we did this with a neurologist. She had all the numbers on the right side of the clock.
Really?
All the numbers. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I said. I didn't know.
They gave her about three different tests, and I saw her struggling with it, and she had all the numbers on the right side of the clock.
No shit.
Yeah.
Which side, Cap? Because when I took the test, all my numbers were on the left side.
Oh, mine was at the bottom.
Well, if yours was on the left side, Joe, then whatever the opposite of Alzheimer's is, then you've got that.
Oh, that's the opposite? Oh, I don't know about that. The way my memory works.
I'm just telling you one of the tests that determines,
you know,
what you, if you have it or not.
You guys are a mess.
Well, but that's very telling, though. I mean, because you should be able to see that, you know, you're not putting the numbers of the clock around each other.
I mean, how many times has she looked at her watch or looked at the clock at home?
Yeah.
And then you ask her to do this little exercise, and all the numbers are on the right side.
My God.
Mm-mm.
I mean, I was about to fix it for her, and that doctor told me, would you mind getting up and going over there and sitting?
He's going to cheat for her.
Yeah, I was going to cheat for her.
Yeah. No cheating here.
Whoa.
I'm going to do that when I get off the air, see if I can put all the put all the numbers in the right in the right position. Because if I start finding myself putting the numbers on the right side or any other direction on that clock, I'm going to get worried about myself.
I see she didn't even realize it, though.
That's what I mean.
She didn't realize it. But, you know, I mean, it's like 2014 when she was diagnosed, and this was probably 2015 or 16. No, 2017, you know, when I took her to that neurologist.
Wow. You know, I have to commiserate with you, Kat, because my aunt married, she had been married, but she married again later in life. Then the poor guy she married developed Alzheimer's.
Mm.
And she took care of him, I think, for the last 2 years of his life, you know. And it was not easy. So for you to take care of your mom, if she's been diagnosed with Alzheimer's, in addition to being cantankerous, no wonder you're tired all the time.
I think this is, they say 7 years, then it comes full-blown.
Uh-huh.
So it's getting rid of that. Yeah, this is about the seventh year.
I got a question for you. Was your mother on any kind of cholesterol statin?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
There is a link between Alzheimer's.
And statin drugs.
Yeah.
And the flu shot has metals in it. I mean, if you take a flu shot every year for 15 years, look at all the metal that accumulates. And they're trying to tie it in. Huh?
Just like the COVID shot, yeah, all the carbon, whatever it is.
Your body doesn't absorb metals.
Yeah.
You know, they settle on your brain.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Well, you know what I bought me? Came in the mail yesterday. A black light flashlight that you're supposed to be able to see when you put the light on where you were vaccinated.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah,
I got off those statins after about 6 months of being on there because it didn't make any sense to me to be on.
No.
Like, look, cholesterol was for the normal, and what I noticed was that they were making me more tired than I should have been. I had lost a lot of weight, but, you know, for some reason it seemed like my muscles were tired, so I just stopped taking them. When
for cholesterol, yeah.
I was going to ask you how long you were running. Yeah.
Went away, so.
It also affects these cholesterol drugs. They also affect your muscles. It's even on the label. May have side effects, and it tells you all of the, you know. And I've been on cholesterol medicine, but I stopped years ago because they hurt my muscles too much. My aches, you know. So, you know, what they're giving us is supposed to be good for us is actually going against us.
Hell yeah.
You know. But
it was not good.
Critic, there are some supplements out there that you can take for cholesterol if you have high cholesterol. You know, there are some.
Oh, yeah.
Go to a herb store, you know, some kind of supplement store.
Now, the one that you really need to be careful about is big L, little A, because that's the factor. I'm trying to lower mine now. But one of the things, and there's several that I was recommended to take, but one thing you can take is krill oil.
Yeah. But be careful what brand you buy, because some of that is cheap stuff and it's made in China, you know, some of these other countries.
I don't do that. And I'm also taking Spirulina. I just started taking that.
Yeah.
Krill oil is a big seller on Alex Jones.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it does. I haven't heard of it, but I know that it's a big seller there.
Niacin is the one.
Now, fish oil, I don't know if it's true or not. You know, you can buy fish oil capsules, but, you know, all this stuff's not FDA approved. But, I mean,
krill oil is supposed to do the same thing as the fish oil.
Oh, is
it's
it?
The omega-3s that are supposed to help. Mm-hmm. I take one that's made from algae instead.
From algae?
But
I did see on the internet one time that long-term use of fish oil can cause cancer. Fish oil.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true or not. I don't know if it's true or not. I just saw it on the internet about,
Foreign Depth Administration, as Cruz likes to call them.
Isn't fish oil supposed to be rich in omega-3 or something like that?
Omega-3.
What is it?
Omega-3. And that's what the krill oil will give you, and supposedly the algae that we're taking, the algae oil ones, are supposed to do the same thing.
Mm.
Good for the brain, too.
Yeah.
It's a shame that our doctors aren't educated in supplements.
No.
You know? It's a shame.
I think you're educated, Kathy. I just think you get paid more by not doing it.
Yeah.
They're getting their education from Big Pharma.
Sure do.
You have to remember doctors, hospitals, pharma, they don't make money if you're healthy.
Well, the best scientist there is was God. He made the sun, the water, the birds, your bones, people, dog. He made everything.
Yep.
So he was the best scientist, not Fastest Fossey, whatever his name is.
Well, he created our bodies to heal themselves for the most part.
Absolutely. You know, that's why they've been around for so long. If not, we would have been gone 2 weeks after Adam and Eve chopped down on that apple. I tell you something else, C-sections is kind of bad, too, because when that baby comes down that fallopian tube and it's baptized in that water, it's baptized with all those fluids, which is provides an immune for when it comes out into the atmosphere where all the bacteria jumps on it and try to kill it. It's just that bad, folks.
Pretty
the
amazing.
Same thing when a man ejaculates into a woman and the sperm trying to make that long swim up to that egg, well, her immune system is attacking it all along the way. That's why a lot of them get knocked off and only a few, a couple, maybe even one, make it to the egg.
Okay, what fluid are you speaking of that when the baby gets baptized? Is it
your water when you bust it.
Okay, well, the water gets broke.
Well,
they
use biblical fluid.
In biblical fluid.
Yeah.
Right, but they're swimming in that.
Yes, and when they come down through the fallopian tube, you got other fluids that baptizes that baby. That's his first
baptism.
Well,
I'll tell you, I had all four of my children by cesarean, and I'll tell you what, they're all the healthiest kids there are. None of them hardly ever get sick.
Well, there are some exceptions. Same thing with breast milk.
I was about to mention that, yeah.
Yeah,
and I didn't
same thing
either.
With breast milk. Now you're taking that damn Similac for $70 a can.
I did not breastfeed either.
The best immunology for kids is the breast milk.
My daughter was
yeah.
on my wife's breast, and I go up and push her off on the floor and get on it myself.
You scoundrel.
He was doing that until his daughter was like five. He's still pushing her off, still getting his wife.
Now, I remember my mother using yeah. carnation yeah. milk for
yeah.
my brothers.
And pet milk, too.
Yeah, carnation milk for my brothers.
There you go, Bianchi. Yummy.
I tell you.
Okay.
I tell you something else is good for them kids, too. Y'all ain't going to think about this. It's cow slobber.
Really? I never heard of that.
Put that on your child's body. Of course, you ain't going to do that in America. But over in Africa, those kids drink out the same trough that the cattle drink out of. And that builds up their immune system. The kids gather around that trough and start drinking.
Out is great for these kids. Go out and play in the dirt. Make sandcastles. Dig up worms.
Yeah.
Look for crawdads in the ditch.
Especially their red dirt.
Yeah.
Take the phones away from them.
Go play in the creek.
Well, do like George Carlin did. Jump into an infected river with was shit all over the place.
No, that's another thing too. Over there in India, in that Ganges River, they do that. For, use that for every damn thing.
Yeah.
I wouldn't use India as a good example, since half the population still don't use toilets.
Well, they can't. They use hole in the ground.
Yeah.
Like Donald Trump said, shithole.
Yes, sir.
It surprised the hell out of me to learn about that a few years ago, that India, which is a pretty developed country, but it's got over a billion people, and half of them do not have, either have toilets or don't use toilets. Half of them.
Well, let me tell you something, Joe. You go to a upscale hotel in Japan, go in the bathroom, over there they got a hole in the floor. It's porcelain,
that's
though,
right,
where you stoop.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
India.
Wait, you mean squat?
Yeah, you just squat down. Hello.
No kidding. Wow.
Now, you see, Americans can't do it because if they got down that low, they wouldn't be able to get the hell up.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
I did read something about that over in Europe when they started getting these mass migrations, you know, a few years back. They were having to build public bathrooms.
I read about that too, Kat.
Where they could get up there and squat on it, because that's what they were used to doing. You know.
That's because when they came over to those countries and they had the toilets, they didn't know how to sit down.
No, they didn't. They squatted.
And some of them sit in it without letting the seat down and get stuck.
Amazing. You can't figure that out. Oh, for God's sake. Oh, man. Oh.
And some people pee in the bidet.
Oh, you know, just to bring up something gross. How does a bidet, I know how it works, but how can it actually clean?
How do we go from talking about what the hell's going on in this world?
We're talking about science.
Yeah, the science of wiping your ass.
This is what's going on in this world, Donnie.
Not my world.
But it's not really for wiping your anus. It's for your vagina. It has hot and cold water. You can mix it to the temperature and sit down there and spray away.
No, but that's supposed to be for the butt.
It's for the butthole too, buddy.
Oh, okay.
I don't understand how
it looks like.
There's a lot
urinal.
Of people that are moving away from toilet paper altogether and using a bidet.
You know what? There's a guy on Blog Talk. He says he's been using the bidet for like 13 years, right? So I tried to call into the show, and he's saying that he's been using it for 13 years. It works like a charm. You know, the guy wouldn't let me on the air. I wanted to ask him questions about it.
Well, you know you got to have a toilet, too, now, because when you get off the toilet, you get over on the bidet.
Well, they have this, what he was talking about, you can actually buy a bidet and attach it to your toilet.
Yeah, one of those side pieces.
You know? So I want to find out how the hell that works. I mean, effectively, I know how it works, but I don't.
Well, you know, for people who've gotten older and they don't have the flexible, they can't flex and reach around there, that's what works good for them.
I don't see how I can clean that well. I just don't.
God, what are you laughing about? Hell up. Here we go with a little Hannity. You guys are driving me insane.
When you reach around there, Joe, you come up about 6 or 7 inches short, so you got to have something.
Yeah, I guess.
Andrew Cuomo has now officially been charged with groping a former aide, which if could land Cuomo on the sex offender registry. We have all the details coming up. Also, a judge is now...
You know, Donnie, Cuomo uses a bidet, too.
No,
city employee.
And by the way, you can't be put on a sex registry because she was a grown woman, Hannity. You're wrong.
In the city, and take 20% of all ambulances offline, as the mandates now are set to take effect on Monday. That's not all. The NYPD also bracing for a massive street cop shortage.
We'll have a lot more on this straight ahead tonight, the impact on the economy.
Me and Otis want
and we'll tell you what it means for the ongoing worker shortage and, of course, the supply chain issues we've had. But first, we turn once again to the Islamic Emirates of Afghanistan.
Americans held hostage, abandoned behind enemy lines. Day 75.
88 days since Joe Biden promised he wouldn't do it. 75 days since he's done it, abandoning hundreds of Americans. Thousands of green card holders, our allies, our friends, their family members, all left behind enemy lines by Joe Biden. He simply turned the page, and today he just jets off to Europe, leaving behind a torrent of self-inflicted catastrophes. Look at the economy. It is an unmitigated disaster, slowing now to its lowest quarterly growth since the height of the pandemic. The border, an absolute nightmare also. Another massive caravan is on the way, but instead of fixing this crisis, the Biden administration, they're now planning to give, get this, certain illegal immigrants a whopping $450,000. Illegal immigrants. This is not a joke, as Joe likes to say. And tonight, Joe's precious Build Back Better New Green Deal socialist vision for the country, it is stalled in Congress with seemingly no way out. There's no reconciliation going on, even though Biden gave such an impassioned final pitch before leaving for Europe earlier today. Take a look.
These plans are fiscally responsible. They are fully paid for. They don't add a single penny to the deficit. They don't raise taxes on anyone making less than $400,000 a year. I don't want to punish anyone's success. I'm a capitalist.
It's time, buddy.
I want everyone to be able to, if they want to be a millionaire or billionaire, to be able to seek their goal. But all I'm asking is pay your fair share. Pay your fair share. Pay your fair share.
Did you get that, Pianchi and Joe? Pay your
fair share.
What is the worst? Pay your fair share.
Yeah.
What an idiot. That guy is
that
a
man crazy as hell.
Hey, you know, Cat, if you gave Biden that test about the clock, he would never have any numbers inside that circle.
Absolutely not. Not. Another one they give you is they'll give you three words.
No. Go ahead and finish your thought, Kathy. And moving on.
And you're going to be taken off that list. You know, that letter you got that said that your show was going to be with the top 10 watched, listened to shows. I'm afraid you're going to get a letter taking you off of it.
Yes. What letter are you talking about, Don?
I don't
what
know.
What letter is she speaking about?
Give me the
what?
Three. Give me the three.
No, they just give you three words, and then
Thank you.
Go on to something else, and then they come back to you. Tell you now, what was the three words that I gave you?
Oh, I
Biden, there's
that.
No way Biden would ever, ever remember that stuff.
I would forget that. I've done experiments
what
with myself.
What words? I mean, if I say cat, dog, mouse.
And then you go on to another exercise, and then they'll come back to you and say, now, what were the three words that I told you? And
oh, hell, I couldn't ask that.
No, I know I wouldn't.
No, I can't remember. No.
I mean simple words.
It's not just the words, Kathy. I'm sure you realize that. It's the fact that you go away and your brain just collapses on you in terms of that memory for that instance, and you come back and you've just forgotten it.
Oh,
Ooh, that's not good.
No.
I walk into the next room and forget what I walked in there for. Come on.
Welcome to Waters World. I'm Jesse Waters. Corruption's killing our country. That's the subject of tonight's Waters Words. Joe Biden limped to Virginia this week to stump for Democrat Governor Terry McAuliffe. It was a catastrophe. Out of the gate, Joe Biden praised Virginia's current governor, Ralph Northam, a Democrat who got caught rocking blackface. Remember when that photo broke? Joe Biden buried him. But a year later, Biden appreciates his pal, Governor Blackface.
First of all, it goes without saying how much I appreciate your current governor, Ralph Northam. Where's Ralph? There you are, pal. Thank you.
The corrupt media didn't even touch it. blacked out Biden endorsing Governor Blackface. Got to keep Virginia blue. Then Biden decides to go full CNN. You never go full CNN. Talks about Trump the entire time.
I ran against Donald Trump. And Kerry is running against an acolyte of Donald Trump. Donald Trump. Donald Trump? Trump. Donald Trump. Is there a problem with Trump being here? Is he embarrassed?
Donald Trump isn't running for governor of Virginia, but that's sleepy strategy. Dump on Trump. That's all he's got. But then a funny thing happened. A "We love Trump" chant broke out.
That's all right. Let him go. Let him go. That's okay. That's all right. Why don't you hang out and talk to me after this is over, okay?
I'd love to talk to you after it's over, boy.
And they juiced the crowd numbers, reporting 2,500 in attendance. Now, Waters World fact-checked it. Nowhere near that count. Didn't even crack 1,000. We're estimating around 800 people showed up. 800 people to see the President of the United States.
That's
in a blue state,
Lord.
By double digits. Something doesn't add up, and we all know what it is.
He won by 10 points.
The whole
points.
Thing was cringe, like Terry dancing. Nobody wants to see that.
Oh,
he's worse
God.
Than Elaine from Seinfeld.
Hello, Elaine. I remember when she danced.
In Jersey this week, Joe Biden raps, coughs into his hand, and then starts shaking other people's hands. Media silent.
Did you see that tape of him talking and spitting in this woman's face and seeing her face? Oh, my God. No mask.
No masks. Media dead silent. But make sure you have to mask your six-year-old. The whole thing's a fraud. It's like the emperor with no clothes. The Democrats and the media are afraid to say this guy's got no clothes on. Because if they call him out, his entire presidency collapses. So everybody sits around pretending that this is normal. Like they don't see anything. Pretending they don't see how nuts this is. Biden and the Democrats don't see how awkward this is. They take this silence as a license to steal. Because they're not being called out for anything, they can get away with everything. That's what they think. And they are. Hunter Biden's paintings are valued at $500,000. That's more than a signed Picasso's worth. Hunter and Joe share a secret bank account, and Hunter's associates do Joe's taxes. Is anybody paying attention here? Our attorney general's family is getting rich off critical race theory in schools. Merrick Garland's daughter married a dude who's making millions pushing CRT in Virginia. So the dad, Garland, uses the FBI to silence parents who don't want CRT. Angry parents are now the new domestic terrorists. The attorney general is using the FBI for profit. Ted Cruz called him out, and he stonewalled.
If critical race theory is taught in more schools, does your son-in-law make more money, yes or no?
This memorandum has nothing to do with critical race theory.
Will you answer if you sought an ethics
kind
opinion?
Of curriculum?
Will you answer if you sought an ethics?
I am answering the best I can.
Yes or no? Did you seek an ethics opinion?
This memorandum has
did
nothing.
Did you seek an ethics opinion?
This memorandum has nothing to do with.
General, are you refusing to answer if you sought an ethics opinion?
I'm telling you that there's no possible.
So you're saying no. Just answer it directly. You know how to answer a question directly.
Of course, he won't answer a question. He's above the law. He doesn't even need to know a ninth grader was raped in a gender-fluid Virginia school bathroom by a boy wearing a skirt. He doesn't need to know the superintendent covered it up. Garland and the Democrats just want critical race theory rammed down our families' throats. The Washington Post, the worst newspaper in America, wrote, "Parents claim they have the right to shape their kids' school curriculum. They don't." Joseph Stalin famously said, "Education is a weapon whose effect depends on who holds it in his hands and at whom it is aimed." See, public schools have become a weapon, straight out of the communist playbook. That's another reason why they're pushing free college, free pre-K, and free daycare in Biden's welfare bill. Guess what else they slipped into the Biden welfare bill? Hundreds of thousands more green cards. All backed by big tech like Facebook and Microsoft. Silicon Valley doesn't want to hire American. They want to hire foreign nationals on the cheap. The government's supposed to be working for us, but no. they're working for big tech instead. Politicians save companies on labor costs, and then the companies send those savings back to politicians in the form of donations. That's the game. But Bernie Sanders wrote the bill. Isn't Bernie supposed to be against this kind of thing? He used to be.
The middle class in this country continues to shrink. I don't know why we need millions of people to be coming into this country as guest workers who will work for lower wages than American workers and drive wages down even lower than they are right now.
Where did that Bernie go? Sanders is just another corporate sellout, but with better branding. Totally corrupt. Biden has no respect for American workers either, despite his little lunch pail persona. While the working man's wages are getting grinded into dust by inflation and illegal workers, Biden killed the wall.
There will not be another foot of wall constructed in my administration.
It's costing taxpayers $5 million a day not to finish the border wall. It just sits there rotting while illegals scooch through the open holes. But taxpayers are footing the bill for a new wall, but not on the border, around President Joe Biden's Delaware beach house.
Yeah. $456,548 for a fence around his, well, a wall around his beach house. We get to pay for that.
But we don't need a border.
Yeah.
It makes no sense. You know, why do they get security around their personal property? And why do we get paid for it? Why?
I know. Well, somebody said, I know why McAuliffe canceled a few of his stops is because there had been a campaign finance complaint filed against him and his campaign over foreign money, laundering money. Oh, okay. Gee, once a Clinton, taken after the Clintons.
That's just a normal SOP for a politician.
That's it. It's normal every day.
You know, but also might be some good news. Carlson's supposed to be coming out with a three-part series about exposing, in essence, the cabal, the economic collapse, the vaccinations, the corruption. Those
well,
are pretty good.
Monday he comes out with a three-part series against January 6th, and he says it's the truth. So we'll find out. Monday,
yeah.
Wednesday, Friday.
Cool.
And since I do have Fox Nation, I will be watching it. Believe me. I like that series he's got. I mean, no interruption. People talk the way they want to talk. It's really good. He's got really interesting people, and the one in Chicago he did was fantastic. I wish I could play some of the stuff on here, and I can't.
Why, because of property infringement?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a pay-for site, and I can get caught. I might be able to get away with a clip, but, I mean, I can't. I don't know.
Well, you know, they probably the next day will have a clip up on YouTube. You can probably download it from there.
I haven't seen anything of his show, Tucker Carlson Originals or whatever the hell it's called, at all on YouTube. I thought so, too. I did, too. I was looking for some stuff on Chicago.
I never looked for Carlson on YouTube, but I will have to get off the
yeah,
show tonight.
If you find anything, I couldn't find anything about this new series he's got out.
He put out a trailer for it, and everybody's all up in arms, even some of the Republicans.
He's what?
Called it, you know, fake. I said he put out a trailer for it.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's publicly accessible, the trailer is. And so everybody's all up in arms. There's even Republicans calling it fake news and crap like that.
I haven't seen anything from the Republicans, but I know the Democrats. Now, Cinnamon's seen something on Republicans. I haven't, but I haven't been really looking. But I know there's three different shows on Fox that show people on CNN and MSNBC just having a meltdown over this a trailer, and it went back to Carlson, and he said they haven't even seen the damn thing. They haven't even seen it, and they're talking like they've seen this whole thing, and he says it's not even out yet, folks.
Yeah, but they know they're cornered rats. If Carlson's coming out, then he probably has a pretty good series about it.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be a three-part series.
Maybe that's where I seen that. Yeah, that's where I seen. That's why I can't find it. It was in his trailer of the tape of inside the foyer, not the foyer, but one of the hallways of the Capitol. And that's what
Since if it's not on YouTube, it should be on Rumble.
What should be on a Rumble?
The any clip that Carlson plays.
Oh, well, last night, see if you can find a... Oh, well, you're not invited.
I'll take a look, when I get off.
And I can... Well, okay. I'm looking for...
I would Google Tucker Carlson trailer.
That might be it.
Yeah. But when he plays a trailer, from what Donnie's saying, is if Tucker isn't on YouTube and he plays a series, I'm going to be pretty sure that it's to be reproduced on Rumble.
Well, he played the trailer on his show, so that will be on YouTube somewhere, I'm sure. I'm looking on Fox News right now for it.
Mm-hmm. Well, check BitChute, because I've seen Tucker on there before, too.
Yeah, good
on
idea.
BitChute, his show.
I guess
you
all think we got nothing but time. I guess that's all.
He's on Telegram too, isn't he?
I didn't.
On Telegram as well.
Have you got it, Daniel?
No.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
Joe, do you remember last week? I think it was me, you, and John Q. Real late. We were talking. I was talking about that spaceship battle in Nevada with the photon beams.
Uh-huh.
It's on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
It's on Facebook, and you just have to run a search. You can type in cloaked spaceship battle, anything. It pulls right up.
Okay. I'll bet you in Google. See, I'm not on Facebook, so I won't be able to download it. I don't think they allow anybody who's not on Facebook to do any kind of downloading.
Yeah, you're right.
Well,
you're right about that.
Missing them.
Well, I guess you won't get to see the battle then.
Well, no. Like I was about to say, you put it in Google. It'll be either on Daily Motion or Rumble.
Hey, I couldn't find it anywhere until Mama said it was on my Facebook account because she has one. I don't. Yeah. And I looked. I Googled it. YouTube. All the platforms. And nothing pulled up. When I got on Facebook, it pulled it right up.
I'm surprised it's not. Well. Yeah, because Facebook is part of the big tech that censors everything. So, that's not right-wing news, so I guess maybe they wouldn't censor that.
Well, I have noticed lately, last few weeks, that it's been a lot of conservative stuff on Facebook. A lot of it.
It's gotten better.
Like Heritage and Breitbart, a lot of stuff.
Well, I got a lot of stuff from YouTube. When a lot of people have said, well, it won't be on YouTube, but I found some stuff on YouTube that people thought would not be there. So, yeah, you're right there.
Trump's coming up with a
his own
Facebook-like medium.
Yeah,
I already signed up for it.
Selling stocks.
Hey, do you know if it's completed yet? Because that takes time and millions of dollars to compete with Facebook and YouTube.
Yeah, it does.
Come on,
the stock symbol is DWAC.
Says the stock went up 800% in one day.
It
went up.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So what do you guys think about Facebook changing their name?
Oh, that's bad news. That is bad news.
Now, do you see what they're going to do? We won't get a kid outside anymore.
That virtual thing?
Yeah.
you know what's really scary about that virtual thing? I mean, this is the really scary part about it, is how many pedos are going to lure children into that?
Oh, a lot. Oh, this is going to be terrible.
And how, as a parent, can you prove it? Because you can't monitor it.
I don't know. You can be whoever you want to be. I don't know. Dangerous, slippery slope, especially with Zucker, whatever, Bird.
Yeah, then that's an alien, boy.
Yeah.
You know, it's really scary about how much you and Saki look alike.
He and
how
who?
Much?
He is husband of the lineage of the Rothschilds. Excuse me, I'm sorry. He's supposed to be of the lineage of the Rothschilds.
Oh, is he?
I
like to know who
Zuckerberg.
He looks like. I don't. I've never seen anybody look like him.
No, neither have I.
John Psaki.
James.
Okay, look at
Jen Psaki. Oh, okay.
Yeah, the press secretary.
Yeah.
No.
I've not.
No,
yes. Me neither.
You put them side by side, and they look a lot alike.
No.
Not to me. She looks like a human.
Yeah.
He doesn't.
Think twice. We'll put them side by side.
No, they don't look alike at all to me.
That guy's got the weirdest eyes I've ever seen on a human being outside of a horror movie. Zuckerberg.
Yeah,
you guys probably won't get this reference, but he looks like the asshole cousin of Data from Star Trek.
Oh, yeah. Well, why wouldn't we get that?
He does, don't he?
Yeah.
He does, Sonny. That's a good
Yeah, why wouldn't
there.
We get that?
Well, I'm sorry. I'm used to Don. Don doesn't do anything sci-fi.
All he needs is the ears.
I don't watch Star Trek either.
Hell, his neck looks like a giraffe.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Hmm. I mean, if you were going to go by necks to try to figure out who's an alien, there you go. Those are, and that haircut? Who the hell wears a haircut like that? He looks like he's got on some moss on his head. And he just shaved them around the edges. Doesn't even look like hair to me.
No, it doesn't, does it?
No, he's an airy looking fuck. Yeah, yeah.
And he's something.
And I mean, he does it. I mean, and it's without any type of, and he's got all human features. That's the worst part. It's not as though he looks like something out of a horror movie. He has human features, but they're just arranged in such a way that he just looks like airy.
He looks plastic. There's not a single wrinkle on his face. And even little kids have, like, little smile lines, for crying out loud. He's got nothing.
He's wearing a mask, and even the eyes are robotic. Ugh.
Kathy, you think he may be one?
I do. He's got some alien DNA in him.
Oh, my goodness.
No, I wouldn't be surprised.
The Rothschilds, Rockefellers, you know, the Passers, you know, are all alien DNA.
Demonic. Just demonic.
Tomato,
I sent
tomato.
You that email about OSHA.
Okay. I'm trying to find this first. Hang on here.
You know, it's funny because when Alex had Mike Adams on a couple of days ago, and Adams was saying that the controllers of the world, the cabal, are non-world. He said they could be aliens, interplanetary creatures, interdimensional creatures, or demons. He says he doesn't know which, but they are not of this world.
That's right.
The only thing that makes sense is demonic.
Well, it's not the only thing that makes sense.
And that's who's been controlling our earth, our world, for centuries.
Satan has been the prince of the earth. Yes, he is.
Yeah, that I agree with.
I wonder if whoop ass work on him.
Black cannon.
Maybe you'll finally get your chance to whoop somebody's ass. And I hope Daniel gets his chance to blow something up in you and ass up. Finally.
Daniel, you really are, you really itching to do it, huh?
Oh, yeah.
You guys are trying real hard to get my show kicked off.
Oh, you going to get kicked off all right, but it's because of our political...
I'm working.
Okay.
I'm
Let's
trying
go
to
back to this letter. Hard. What letter did you get?
I am trying real hard to find Tucker Carlson's
What
trail.
Letter did you get, Donald?
I don't want to talk about it. How about that? And I wish somebody wouldn't talk about anything out of school.
Hint, hint.
What were you saying about Carlson, man? Huh?
I can't find
what?
That. I'm trying to. I'm even on Fox Nation, and I can't find a damn thing.
Well, what exactly is it? I'll get on BitChute and look for it.
It's from.
Well, it hasn't appeared yet. I mean, the trailer has, but the series hasn't started yet. So no clip is going to be on the internet. Period.
Really?
Yeah. Unless it's a leaked video.
I'm on Fox Nation, Bill. They do show clips. I mean, upcoming clips on shows. His show. I'm
He's
on
just
his...
looking for the trailer. The trailer's already been released.
Yeah.
I said,
yeah.
You're just looking for the trailer. The trailer's already been released.
The trailer has been released, Cinnamon. It's been all over.
I said it
has.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I can't hear very well right now. I've got one thing playing in my left right ear and you guys in my left. I apologize. It drives me nuts. I got to turn this off. I can't. Sorry, guys. I can't find it anywhere.
Okay. But the series is due to come out, so the trailer is out there, but unless it's a leaked video, no platform is going to have a clip that doesn't exist yet.
If they've got his show, he plays the clip on his show, on his regular TV show. So it's out there.
Well, he hasn't released the series. He hasn't played the part one, part two, or part three.
No. I was going to play the clip. I was going to play the clip and let you guys hear about everybody just losing their mind.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm sorry. I can't explain nothing.
Okay.
You know that.
You're getting Joe confused because you keep calling it a clip and Joe's talking about the trailer. So,
we're outside.
Tucker, Carl.
You're right.
Tucker.
You're right about that, guys.
Hey, you know what, Donnie? If you and
I
took that test on Alzheimer's, I would have your numbers on the right side. You'd have the numbers on the left side.
Oh, my God. I know that's right. Kathy said, I never brought that up. Now she's going to be in here tomorrow with a piece of paper.
Yeah, I'm doing it. I should do it now. Jesus. Okay, I'm going to see what happens. you should never have let your cousin on this show.
Hunting.
He probably regrets it very much now.
Very much.
All right, let me check. Let me do it. I better not fail this test, or I will look you up.
I can't even remember what it's called now.
Bring it out.
You won't know if you fail the test, Joe. You'll think you drew it right.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'll have somebody else look at it.
Oh, shit. All right, I'm going to have to send it to a neurologist and have it forwarded to the cat to see if I flunked.
Donnie, I don't
sit on Reddit. I'll tell you.
Okay.
Capital.
I don't see anything on BitChute about Tucker, and usually his show is on here.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
And I don't see anything.
Usually there's a clip.
Yeah.
Hold on, what's this? No, that's Big Pharma.
Hey, does this matter? I drew the numbers in the right way, in the right position, except that there's a space between 11 and 12, like about a mile. Does that indicate
anything? I would think, you know, slightly.
You don't have to be diplomatic, Cat. Tell me.
Do you not know where 12, 3, 6, 9 goes?
I have 12 perfect, 3 perfect. I have a 6. But then I got 7, 8, 9, 10, and 11. And I'm looking, hey, wait a minute. It'll take me 2 days to go from 11 to 12.
Donnie, something's wrong with him.
Yeah, I know.
You notice that, too?
Yeah.
God damn it, I flunked the test. Shit!
It don't look good, Donnie.
He called out the man in the white coat for me.
You and Pianchi, before he gets locked up for going out there fighting.
Well, Bianchi's taking the test now. He's not letting anybody know what his results are.
Y'all are a mess.
I'm doing it again. Because I just didn't care where I put the, on the left side, where I put the numbers. But this time I'm going to try to be careful.
It's going to make no difference.
If it isn't any different, Cat, oh, my God, I'm gonna check myself into the nearest mental hospital.
Well, see, you're going to be more alert this time. The first time you get one shot at it, see? And if you screw it up the first time, then you're doomed.
You're just saying that just to get me worried, Cat.
And then you're getting fed pills the rest of your life, Joe.
Right.
What's the latest anybody's heard on this Alec Baldwin thing? Anything?
He put out a tape today. I didn't download it or not. You want me to? I can find it real quick, I think.
Trump did come out and say something. He said guns don't kill people. Alec Baldwin does.
I know. I wish he would be quiet. You know, that was an accident. An accident.
It was not an accident.
Okay, here we go.
I don't think it was an accident.
Let's go.
I will. What do you want to know?
All right, Ali, what's the current state of what's going on with the...
I'm not allowed to make any comments because it's an ongoing investigation. I've been ordered by the Sheriff's Department in Santa Fe. I can't answer any questions about the investigation. I can't. Mm-hmm. It's an active investigation in terms of a woman dying. She was my friend. She was my friend. And the day I arrived in Santa Fe, I took her to dinner with Joel, the director. We were a very, very, well-oiled crew shooting a film together, and then this horrible event happened. Now, I've been told multiple times, don't make any comments about the ongoing investigation. And I can't.
And you met with...
What are the questions that you have other than that?
You met with I forget her name at the moment, but you met with her family in the
Helena. Yes, her name is Helena. If you're spending this much time waiting for us, you should know her name. Her name is Helena.
Helena Hutchins. I met with her husband Matthew and her son. Yeah, that's right.
And how did that meeting go?
I wouldn't know how to characterize. They're mortified.
You know details.
Do me a favor. I'm gonna answer the question.
Well, I appreciate that he was probably very upset.
The guy is overwhelmed with grief. This is something that you know, there are incidental accidents on film sets from time to time, but nothing like this. This is a one in a trillion. It's a one in a trillion film. And so he is in shock. He has a 9-year-old son. We are, in constant contact with him because we're very worried about his family. And his kid, and as I said, we're eagerly awaiting what the sheriff of the Ellsworth investigation has yielded. What else do you have?
Would you ever work on another film set that involves firearms of that nature?
I couldn't answer that question. I really don't have any. I have no sense of this at all. I do know that an ongoing effort to limit the use of firearms on film set is something I'm extremely interested in. I'm aware of you. But remember, something that I think is important, and that is, how many goat bullets have been fired in films and TV shows in the last 75 years? This is America. How many bullets have gone off in movies? It's nearly more than in movies. So what has to happen now is we have to realize that when it does go wrong, and it's this horrible, catastrophic thing, some new measures have to take place. Rubber guns, plastic guns, no live...
Just because you did something, don't try to just change the movie, Dondra, because of you making a mistake and the person that's supposed to be handling the weapon in the first place.
Don't feel confident.
That's what tells me about these guys that screw up. Oh, well, you got to do this. You got to do that. We got to change this.
That's not for me to decide. It's urgent. It's urgent that you understand. I'm not an expert in this field. So whatever other people decide is the best way to go in terms of protecting people's safety on film sets, I'm all in favor of, and I will cooperate with that in any way that I can.
Do you have any further projects in the works at the moment, or is everything on hold?
No, no,
that,
that's
right
irrelevant
now
to what we're talking about.
Do you think production will start up again on
No, I doubt it. Is there anything else?
Why Vermont, Alex? Is...
That, that's a, no, that's the first part. Yeah, that's fine.
Anything else? Okay.
So just do me a favor, you don't mind? My kids are in the car crying.
Because you guys are following
me. And all I
want
to do, as a courtesy to you, I came to talk to you. I'm not allowed to comment on the investigation. I talk to the cops every day. I talk to them every day to find out.
They know where you are.
Look, I'm cooperating with them. So my point is that I'm just asking. We sat down as a courtesy now to talk to you. Now, please, would you just not follow us for the rest?
Just
leave us
alone. Go home.
We gave
go
you
home
everything we could.
Thank you.
To you, okay?
Thank you.
Go
condolences.
Home.
Thank you.
Now turn it off.
Well, I wanted to whip somebody's butt.
You know, someone said you put a bullet in a gun and then take, it's going to weigh more than it would without the bullet. I mean, could he not know that?
No. I don't believe that.
I was six chambers an hour. No. The thing is, I don't even blame the guy, and I'll tell you why.
I don't either.
Because it goes from the prop department to somebody else, and supposedly everybody's supposed to check that gun, including him, before it gets handed off or before it gets used. So what happened to the other two people who had the gun?
When there's a gun on a set, there's supposed to be a gun handler.
Yeah.
And soon as
but
you're
ultimately
done with the
it was
scene,
up to him.
Soon as it's done with the scene, the gun handler takes the weapon out of the person's hand and takes it to wherever they take it. And it doesn't come back out until there's a scene that takes another gun. And then the gun handler brings out whatever gun they're using at the time. And it's supposed to be already checked. And because, you know, some of these actors don't know how to check anything. But because that's why they got when they have a prop like that, they have to have a gun handler on set. I mean, that's the gag.
But ultimately, it was up to him to check that gun.
No.
How about Dick Cheney? Did he do that?
Oh, Dick Cheney did that on purpose. But when it came you mean with the ego? Yeah, I mean, he fired his rifle into a lawyer's face on purpose, and the mainstream media made it seem like it was an accident. The thing is, with him, Gene is kind of right, because everybody's supposed to check that gun.
When you're a gun person, yes, you're supposed to check it. Everybody that went to, you know, and common sense and grew up in a family that had guns, but if you didn't, then you're against
guns. But Don,
guns.
Here's the kid.
I'm telling you, there's a gun handler that hands you the gun.
You've explained that.
I don't care, Gene, if you like the man or not. I hate his guts, but I don't think
it has nothing to do with that.
I don't think
it has nothing to do with if I like him or not.
Well, okay. Well, maybe
ultimately,
he should. I don't think so.
Ultimately, it was on him. He was the last one to hold that gun. He was the one that's going to fire the gun. So he is the one that's ultimately responsible to make sure that it was a blank.
I'm with you about 98% until the ultimately. Because here's why.
Who had the gun?
He did.
Oh, yeah. He fired the gun. Baldwin fired the gun.
I know that.
Yeah.
I know that.
But here's the other deal.
Never mind, Gene.
Why was he
Why was he aiming at the crew and firing it?
Have you ever seen on TV when they're aiming right at the camera or right there? I don't know how far away he was. Gene, don't ask me these questions. I don't know.
But to get back to the responsibility again, yes, the last person, because according to gun safety, you're supposed to handle, especially, they're supposed to teach the actors how to have gun safety, too, on a set. So supposedly, yes, he is accountable. But the thing is that when you are shooting a movie, and you've been shooting guns for whatever particular episodes and scenes,
I don't know.
You
yeah.
are trusting the people before you to know that the gun is loaded. Before. And another thing, the gun should never, it's not a real, you don't use real guns anymore.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they do.
In Westerns and in certain
everyone.
Situations. But
no,
when,
they,
you have
no,
a, when you have editing
gun.
Involved, you do not yeah, need, right. John Schneider was already on talking about stuff like that.
I'm just
John,
telling you, they,
yeah.
Gene's right.
They do still use guns. The biggest problem there is there shouldn't have been live ammunition.
That too.
Well, yeah, I
well,
understand.
Supposedly they were using
shooting.
Live.
Yeah, Gene, go ahead. You, yeah.
They were using live ammo for target practice.
Some
with
of the
that
crew.
Gun, supposedly.
Yeah, some of the crew took it somewhere. And they found I don't know how many shells they empty shells they found outside. So yeah, they couldn't hide that too well.
Yeah, that shouldn't have been done.
Oh yeah, and whoever. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of people involved here, and there's going to be a hell of a lot of people in trouble, I think.
I hope so. I hope they point the fingers at the relevant people who had the gun, who was responsible for passing the gun off, and even for the people who gave supposed to give safety tips. As you're talking about, Don, there's a safety handler. There's a person there who's assigned to give people, the actors and everybody else, tips on how to handle a goddamn gun.
And now I understand the gun handler was a very young person that said she didn't know she was ready for this job. Did you read that sentiment too?
Yeah, she was only 24. She'd only been on one other movie set. It was a small indie movie.
She didn't know she was ready for this job, and she said this before the shooting. She was telling some of the crew members that she didn't know she's ready for this job. And
one of the things somebody said just a little bit earlier about why was he even aiming the gun at her, she was the cinematographer. They were setting up. Fight.
Yeah, they were setting up the shot.
And so he was aiming so she could frame the shot.
One thing I want to know about, Bob, why did he shoot the goddamn gun twice?
I didn't know he did.
Yeah, the cinematographer and the director got hit by the same gun.
Yeah.
It went through her and hit him.
Yeah, Gene Gray went through her and hit him.
I read that it was shot twice. Oh,
no.
Okay.
Gene Gray.
Okay.
Yeah, me, Gene, Scott, Cinnamon, you, anybody handled a gun and brought up in guns, we would have checked that sucker. Yeah, I don't even know if he knows what a clip is, for God's sakes. I have no idea. But it is a trust thing. Bruce Lee, look what happened to Brandon Lee, rather. Bruce Lee's
son.
Yeah, Brandon Lee.
It is a trust thing.
And that wasn't a bullet. That was just...
That was a blank.
That's the
crap. Yeah, the blank exploded.
Yeah, well, it's a wad that comes out.
Yeah.
Even if it's a dud, it's a wad of paper. But if you're close enough, it shoots at high velocity. It goes right inside you. It'll blow you up.
Yeah.
That's why they
don't know what a wad is.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
What's that?
He said, I know what a wad is.
Oh, God. Anyway, poor lady gone and was.
Oh, they fired her?
Fired her? What?
You said the poor lady's gone. I'm thinking...
Never mind. You go back to making clocks.
I made another one. I got everything right, guys.
You get Kathy's number and you two.
Yeah.
You two.
No, Kathy's already made me self-conscious enough as it is.
I guess I'll watch me a UFO movie tonight.
Well, I'm not.
You got to keep your skills.
Not before I go to bed. I like to watch a good cartoon before I go to bed. Something sweet. That woman that was shot on the set is supposed to be from the Ukraine originally. I did see
maybe
that on
she's
the
tied in with Hunter Biden, huh?
Well, no. She's married to a lawyer that was defending the Clintons as well.
Oh.
Right.
And she was also going to be doing a documentary, supposedly, about pedophilia in Hollywood.
Oh, wow.
Well, now, plot thickens.
That's interesting.
I'm telling you, she was shot on purpose. It was no accident.
Possibly.
You might have a point there, Gene.
Now that you bring that up, Gene, why didn't you bring that up first?
Because we talked about it last week.
I don't remember talking about...
I remember that.
But pedophilia, I mean, doing a documentary.
Sounds
you think
like another Seth Rich.
Might have been when I went out with the dog. That might have been when...
Think
said.
She knew Epstein?
Oh, Epstein. Oh, you just beat me to the punch.
Oh, probably.
Wow. Yeah, wow. That's a different light on everything, doesn't it?
Yeah. They might have set up Baldwin because, you know, they just hoping that this guy would just be wild enough to shoot and hopefully somebody would get in the way. Or maybe, as Gene says, if it's done on purpose, they want to make him the murderer, but then use the excuse of gun misappropriation.
Okay, but just stop and think about it. Alec Baldwin is part of this pedophilia stuff in Hollywood.
That I didn't hear of. Okay.
He's got things to hide, too. But he don't want to, or try to hide anyway.
Well, in that case, then everybody in Hollywood is suspicious of something if they reach the top.
90% of them.
Supposed to be Luciferians, yeah.
Yeah, Illuminati.
Yeah.
And this dude is a short fuse, that's for sure.
Who, Baldwin? Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember that trouble he had with his daughter years ago?
No, I remember that.
It was recorded on the phone and him going off. Who was he married to? What was her name?
Bassinger.
Kim.
Kim Bassinger, yeah.
Yeah.
They had the daughter together.
Called her a pig and everything.
Yeah. So he ain't an angel.
Hell no.
Oh, no. He's definitely got a temper. He wouldn't even talk to his brother because his brother is a Trump supporter.
Well, he got his nerve. He's an asshole.
Yeah.
That would be funny, though. I mean, if this was actually a murder set up because they threatened Baldwin and they said, you find a way to kill this particular person. So he's forced into it because he's part of the Luciferian crowd. That would be that would make a nice movie all by itself or a documentary.
Sort of like Jack Ruby.
Oh, yeah. Jack Ruby just steps up to the plate in front of millions of people and just shoots Oswald.
Yeah.
Wow.
They had to because the mob...
That's landing, too.
What's that, critic?
I said he played an asshole on that landing, too.
Well, he's good at it.
Yeah, he practices hard at it. Gene might be... I didn't...
I don't remember him on Last Landing.
That puts a different light on it.
He played Valiant's half-brother, Joshua Rush, the one that was the televangelist, and at the end, he tried to kill his girlfriend, Lisa Hartman, by throwing her over a cliff or over a rail of a building, and he ended up taking a swan dive over that rail.
I'm going to have to look that up.
I never did like Knot's Landing as a spinoff from Dallas.
Yeah, it was in season six. It was in the 86 season.
Yeah.
That's probably when I stopped watching.
I didn't like Dynasty either. Yeah. I only like Dallas.
Dallas. Love soap operas.
Excuse me, Donald.
How seem to do that?
I'm still trying to dissect what Genius told me. Come on.
I like that. I like that idea. If it's if it was actually a murder because the Clintons were involved or the cabal was involved, I like that aspect.
That kind of does.
It's another Seth Rich thing. Remember him?
The reporter that got killed by Clinton.
Yeah.
No, he wasn't a reporter.
Wasn't he a reporter?
No, he worked for the DNC.
Oh.
And he was the one leaking to WikiLeaks. And he was walking home. And they said he was robbed. And he had his wallet. He had his watch, his ring. He had everything for him. But he had two bullets. And he was alive when he got to the hospital. And
well, if he had two bullets in him, you know the official coroner report would say it was attempted suicide.
No. Huh. It was a robbery.
they didn't rob anything. Yeah.
At the first, at that time, I don't know if it's true now, but at the time, it was the first homicide in Washington, D.C. that has not been cleared of the books and somebody caught. I forgot how many decades.
Hey, I thought ICE is supposed to be going on a terror spree this week around the country.
No, it's ISIS X. Get it right. Or is it? Is it an X? Or is it... ISIS K. It's ISIS K or ISIS... Yeah, ISIS K. I don't know what that means. Anybody can fill me in.
Mayoral campaign shift to law and order, which they considered it being a setback for Black Lives Matter. Democrats are going back to the old plea for police and public safety.
Oh, did you hear? Oh, let me get John Doe on here. Did you? Oh, no. Did I wait too long? God dang it. Yeah.
It's after 7 o'clock.
Sorry, John Doe, if you can hear me. Jesus.
He can still hear you. He just can't reply.
I'm looking at this picture of who's this lady? Does anybody know who this lady is? Is sticking up, we're standing, that you hear in this video, TMZ video, is that his wife?
Are you talking about Alec Baldwin?
Yeah, I'm sorry, yeah, Alec Baldwin.
Yeah, that's his wife.
Okay.
That's his wife that pretended to have, pretended that she was an immigrant.
Oh,
and she grew
okay.
up here, the one that was supposedly from Italy and went to school in Italy. And